do our best. Remember, everyone, just don't be yourselves.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
What service is it that you are a captain in? What makes you the captain, Robbie Knievel?
I'm in love. I'm in love with my mattress.
Habitual now that it almost seems like just habit.
I tell you what, man, ain't no dang old lady about her, man. They're getting all liquored up, man. I'm coming on strong up, pawing me like a dang old animal, man. I'll tell them no means no.
You're an idiot.
Are you with me? Yay or nay?
Which one means yes?
Yay.
Yay!
And if you guys aren't too busy, could you please just go to hell?
Today we're interviewing WOHN announcer Gene Baxter, who in a surprise press conference Friday afternoon announced his plans to leave the radio station.
And now.
Well, what did the management have to say when you told them you wanted to leave?
Stay for just a while.
Anything else?
Our feature presentation.
Anything else?
Hey, Lop, welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
Went to Las Vegas, played poker.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready for the World Series of Poker. So I try to take as many opportunities as I can. I'm going to learn. I'm going to kick ass. I'm going to win. Who knew?
Is that the plan?
Yeah, it's like $8, $9 million. I'm in. I'm going to
win.
So I practice every opportunity I get. I went to Vegas for like 3 days, played in a tournament, was not in the lead, but in the top five.
That is very respectable.
Right. I mean, that's not when I went out, but I was in the top five when I went out. I don't know if you've ever watched on TV, but there's, everybody handles it differently when they get knocked out. Some people are gracious and they say, hey, thanks. Good luck. They shake hands with everybody at the table. They move on. Other people are babies about it and they storm out. And, I'm in the latter category. Not normally. I don't normally storm out.
That surprises me.
Yeah. But I've been playing for like 12 hours, and when you play for that long, you're kind of invested, and you go through a whole series of, hey, I'm doing pretty well, to, hey, I'm going to finish in the top 10. This is awesome, to, wow, am I angry right now? So, and I wasn't prepared for it. It was one of those weird, and when you play in poker, you can get beat 1,000 different ways.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter. So I had like a king two, and the flop and all the cards on the table were like ace, king, 9-2-2. So I had two pair. Somebody else has a flush. I went all in. They have a flush. Here's where I lost it. I stand up. I say, great.
Oh, you did not.
I did. And I picked up my jacket. And I just headed for the exit. And I was so angry.
Oh, man, Kevin.
Like, I played it the best I could, and maybe I overplayed it, and I wasn't really reading the board well, but somebody had a flush, and how could I not see that a flush was possible? That's the one thing you're supposed to do, is you're supposed to read the board and say, is a flush possible? Is a straight possible? So you kind of know what you're up against. So I went all in. I don't know. I had like 30,000 chips, and... Somebody else had a flush, and I was like, oh, and I was kind of a dick to everybody.
Did you flip the table?
No, but everything but flip the table. So, you know, people were like, hey, congratulations. I just didn't say anything, and I just stomped.
Ow, Kevin is a dick.
I know, and I'm normally not. Usually, and everybody knows when if you play poker, you get what that's called a bad beat. You get a bad beat where somebody... beat you. It's total luck. You played it the right way, but you're out. That's it. So I storm through the casino, and I'm heading back to my room, and I'm just thinking to myself, I'm going to get my stuff, and I'm just going to go home because I suck. And I hear, sir! And I was like, please, like, I'm going to talk to anybody right now. I'm so angry. Sir! And I said, what? And he said, you had a full house. You won.
What?
So I threw a temper tantrum.
Oh, my God.
Stomped out, was a dick to everybody.
Oh, my God.
And I actually had a full house, which beats a flush. So then I was like, well, now, do I go back?
Hey, guys.
Hey, everyone. How's it going? Because I didn't notice that I had a full house and I was just completely out of it. And I'm so angry. And
that is so unbelievable. Thought, well, what did you do?
Well, I went back.
You have to go
I
back.
I have to go back because I won, which means I doubled up, which is fantastic.
Yeah. So I hope the other guy flipped the table.
He didn't. No, he was very gracious. Hey, good hand. I was like, oh, man. So I kind of just slinked back into the room and slinked back over to my table, hoping nobody would notice,
yes.
You know, and said, hey, guys, how are you all doing? Sorry about that. Didn't mean to act that way. I was kind of a dick. I'm sorry. And so now they're pushing all the chips over toward me, and I'm like, this is awesome. I ended up losing. But the point is that
man,
you don't want to be that guy.
You don't.
No, and I'm especially never that guy. But I was so angry, and then it was almost worse to find out that I won.
Oh, it is. Then you have to go back.
Then you have to go back. You have to face everybody that you were just a complete dick to.
That's humiliating.
Oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah, you had a flush. Yeah, I had a flush. I didn't even notice. You know, how did you start that? I didn't even notice that's what I had. Isn't that crazy? No one thinks that's crazy because they all knew. They could all read it and see.
They know how to read cards.
Right.
Isn't that something you think you could do?
Wow,
right now?
I won.
That is funny.
That's interesting. That's great. Hey, sorry, man. Another guy's leaving for real.
We learned a word last week that we said applied to you,
uh-huh.
And it's lop.
Lop?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
This is a word Dave's bringing back. No, Omar is bringing back from like high school.
Omar is not going to bring back any word, first of all.
And then Dave said they used it in high
school. What is lop?
Moron.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone kept going, oh, that's Kevin.
How dare you?
And then you come in with this story.
That was before this story.
You're a lop.
Oh. Well, I certainly was that day.
Oh, man.
So then I did get knocked out, and everybody was pretty happy to see me.
I'm sure they were.
Then I was very low-key. Hey, good job. Good
job, everybody.
Shake
good
everybody's
luck.
Hand. Hey, good luck. I hope you make it, because I didn't.
That is quite the story.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and B show, shall we?
Okay.
Not interested.
We have comedian Bill Burr in studio. Always love him. Always great.
He's
super
great.
Funny.
Yeah.
He closed our April Foolishness, and it's just fantastic. Some people, I don't know, some people have to do their gig, their stand-up to be funny. Like, they've worked out all the jokes, and somehow they have to bring the conversation back to their bit so that they can be funny about it. That's not Bill Burr. There are also other guys who are just really funny about anything.
Yeah, he just comes in and hangs out and he's funny.
Yes, and he's one of them. So we got to have him. We have Harvey from TMZ.com.
Excellent.
And we're going to catch up on all the celebrity news over the weekend. We have Paul Bettany.
He's all right.
Yeah. I've been looking forward to this priest for a long time. I don't even understand it.
He does good work, though.
He's a priest. And then he's supposed to protect, and then he doesn't, and then they kick him out. And I don't know exactly what's going on, but it looks awesome.
Yeah.
And I've been looking forward to it for a long time. We have Andrew Siciliano in studio.
Lot to talk about.
Talking sports.
Yeah.
Talk about the Lakers going all the way. And what?
Wait, what?
Even
what?
I know.
What?
Even I know that didn't happen.
Yeah, it was pathetic. We have the highlights of The Celebrity Apprentice.
That show is awesome.
Yeah. Can I suggest something?
What?
Well, less than 3 hours.
It
How
was
about that?
3 hours?
It was 3 hours.
I had no
it
idea.
It may still be going on. I don't even know. It was ridiculous. 3 hours. And I think next week is 3 hours as well.
Oh, come on.
Who's got that kind of time?
That's why we have you.
Oh, my God. Like, you watch, I don't know, you know, like those award shows and stuff, and they just seem like they go on forever. Those are 3 hours.
Yeah.
This is just
Is it because there's fighting? There's so much fighting?
Well, there's a lot of fighting, but it's also they added two episodes together. There were two whole different jobs, and two people got fired, and a whole, so I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not exactly sure why, but I think they're doing it again next week as well, but 3 hours is too much Donald Trump.
It really is.
Nobody needs that much Donald Trump.
Small doses.
We have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Can't wait.
All right.
We have Bad Middle Names coming up in about a half hour, And we have a concert announcement that I don't know that I've been more excited about a show in my life.
Well, that seemed something, isn't it?
This. And we're going to tell you all about that at 7:15 this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a look at the Showbiz Beat. Third Eye Blind.
Hotter than ever.
Is what that was.
Hotter than ever.
Morning, everybody. It's the world famous K-Rock at 10 till 6. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here now for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, it's Monday morning, which means we take a look at the hot movies at the box office. No surprise at number one. All I want to say is, I came on last week. I said I liked Thor. I said right. I had seen it. I loved the movie. Next thing you know, $66 million at the box office.
Wow.
Are the two connected? Well, let's not be foolish here. Come on.
No.
Yeah. It's obvious. I say I like a movie. Everybody go see it. $66 million. Are you listening, Hollywood? Do you see what kind of clout I have?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Thor is from the planet of Asgard.
Asgard.
They didn't say
Asgard.
They didn't say Asgard.
That's what they were saying.
50 times Asgard.
You wish.
I was like, what's going on here?
You're so used to guarding your ass when you're in the gym bending over to pick up the soap.
I'm going to go back to Asgard.
Asgard.
Oh.
Home of the Norse gods. Thor! Oh, boy, he's had a good movie. $66 million made it number one at the box office. Fast Five took a considerable dip from its opening weekend. Of course, what are you going to do when it made $85 million, whatever, when it opened? But
that's crazy.
$32.5 million, still pretty strong. A lot of movies would like to open with those kind of numbers. Came in at number two. Jumping the Broom in its debut made $13.7 million. That made it number three. Then Something Borrowed, the new Kate Hudson romantic comedy, came in just a hair after that, $13.2 million. Rio was fifth. Water for Elephants, Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family was seventh. Eighth was Prom, Soul Surfer, and Hoodwinked 2, Hood vs. Evil, was number 10 at the box office this weekend. Lisa, did you rush out to see Something Borrowed? I know you were very excited about it.
Not after I saw the reviews, I wasn't.
Oh, I see. But at the time, yesterday, we were talking about it, like, oh, I can't wait to see it. It's going to be so good.
Kind of was excited. But 12 at Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes is the only one that matters to me because it's, you know, it's an average of everyone.
12. But I would go at 25. 12?
I'll still go if I think it looks good, but a lot of times that's right.
You know what? Warner Brothers bought Rotten Tomatoes, the website.
They
seems a little
did?
Shaky, doesn't it?
I didn't know that.
It just seems, I don't know. I don't know how much I can trust that site any longer. All of a sudden, Harry Potter, 400%. Critics are going back and writing new reviews about how great it is. Like, wait a minute. What?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, the homeless guy.
Oh, the homeless dude, yeah.
Who was cleaned up his act and was picked up off the street and given the world, given a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Bunch of job offers.
And then we slowly but surely started to discover he maybe wasn't quite as cleaned up as we initially thought. Well, Ted is back into rehab. He got cleaned up by Dr. Phil. Remember, there was that big intervention on his TV show.
Yes. First of all, Dr. Phil cleans up no one.
Well, he was sent to rehab after that. Then he left that rehab, and now he's back into rehab. Ted's manager, homeless guy's got a manager, says he's going to get his life in order since he's got a reality TV show pending.
Oh, my God.
And a book deal.
You have made bad choices.
All these things are pending until he finishes his rehab, so he wants to get back into that 12-step program. Keep going back. It works if you work it. And then come out and finally make some voice with that golden voice of his.
You are looking at an idiot.
Take it easy, Dr. Phil.
Wow.
Not that easy.
Homeless guy trying to clean up his act, Phil. Yeah. Have a heart. We talked about this last week, but I'm still stutteringly angry at Paul McCartney.
Sweet.
Who announced he is getting married yet again.
He is?
Yeah.
How many is that?
Jeez. This will be his third.
All right.
But don't you learn after the last one? After you've gone through the Heather Mills disaster?
Yeah, you'd think.
Don't you realize? I'm 68 years old. I don't have a lot of time left on this planet.
I'm a beetle.
I'm worth about $800 million.
It was 1.6 before Heather.
Yeah. I love this woman. Don't get me wrong. Nancy Chevelle is her name. He's been dating her for 4 years now.
Right.
But let's just live together. Let's just date. Let's just spend our time together rather than having to get married and go through all that again.
I saw the Heather Mills disaster at the True Blessing. Very good.
I'm just hoping there's a prenup in place. But by all accounts, she's a lovely, lovely woman. And
they all are when they get married, Ralph.
Yeah, that's true. Something happens. Something happens after the cake is cut. Anyway, the good news is Nancy and his daughter, Stella McCartney, wildly successful fashion designer. Apparently, they get along very well, whereas Heather Mills and Stella never did. So maybe this time it can work.
But Heather Mills and no one did.
You don't, wow. You're not going to have any more kids or anything. You don't need to get married, Paul. Oh.
Yeah, you'd think he'd learn.
Maybe I'm amazed that he just keeps making the wrong choices over and over again. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what's bothering me. What?
Put it in the
what
file.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Put it
I don't
in
know.
The file.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because maybe I'm amazed is a song title.
Charlie Sheen has decided to dedicate his life to others.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he's still sadly alive. He has started his own charity to help the storm-ravaged state of Alabama, which in any other situation I would be all for. Because it's Charlie Sheen, it just smacks of self-serving, self-aggrandizing, hey, look at me, trying to get himself even more into the spotlight.
I will love you violently.
Yeah, he started a charity called Torpedoes Against Tornadoes. Because his tour, of course, is the violent torpedo of truth. So rather than just raise money for the people in Alabama, he's somehow got to turn it back on to him. So it's torpedoes versus tornadoes.
Somebody come up with another word for Charlie so he can stop using torpedoes.
He is a torpedo of truth. TorpedoesAgainstTornadoes.com. If you donate $100 or more, you'll receive an autographed baseball from Charlie. Huh, that's interesting, because he's not an effing baseball player. Major League was a movie, douchebag.
He loves baseball.
Sweet Jesus. Yeah, well, okay. I love hookers. I'm not going to send out signed hookers to people who send in money to my charity.
I would send in money to your charity if you send out a signed hooker. Signed hooker.
Newsflash, I am special, and I will never be one of you.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay that we're not going to be the same, Charlie. Very exciting news. It's official. It finally happened this weekend. We know the deal. Paul Abdul is returning to the television, everybody.
Thank God.
Yes, she's going to be one of the judges over on Simon Cowell's new show, The X Factor.
Oh, that's been rumored for a long time.
Yes.
Because you kind of got the idea that he sort of hated her. When, at least I did, from American Idol. I don't watch it a lot, but...
No, I just got the sense that they had a very much a sort of a flirty, playful sort of relationship together. They would always tease each other and stuff.
It was,
anyway, right. Simon's always said he loved her, and Paul's always said she loved him, and he's invited her to be a judge on her show.
On his show.
I'm sorry, on his show. And
the reason that you're shaking up this whole competition is that you dare to dance in the path of greatness.
You do need that kind of input.
Well, who's going to dance in the path of greatness if she's not judging?
That's true.
There was some problems with her deal. I don't know what she was holding out for in terms of money and stuff, but they apparently finished the deal just at the wire, and she showed up on the first day of auditions yesterday at USC's Galen Center here in Los Angeles for the first set of auditions, and now we're locked in. We got Paula and Simon and Cheryl Cole, the smoking hot Brit that was a judge on that show in the UK, and L.A. Reid, producer, who's worked with Babyface and others. So, They're all lined up.
All right.
Yeah. Speaking of these singing competition shows, The Voice, just huge numbers. And
I saw that the other night.
The audience is loving it, and the critics are loving it. So look,
it's not too bad.
What do you know? What do you know?
I think I owe Carson an apology.
Yeah. I'm actually enjoying it.
And by the way,
we were all skeptical when they announced it, and apparently it's pretty strong.
Watching Carson hosts that show makes me realize how bad Ryan Seacrest is.
You needed that to realize how bad Ryan Seacrest is?
You forget because, it's just part of the landscape. It just comes every time there's American Idol.
You know what I want to do when I remind myself how bad Ryan Seacrest is as a host? I watch Ryan Seacrest hosting.
Yeah, well.
And I'm brought to mind immediately how poor he is at
a
job
that.
He has an enormous amount of money for.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, producer, director, writer, legend, James L. Brooks. Celebrates his 74th birthday today. Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode. He's 49 years old. Ghostface Killer?
Yeah.
Of Wu-Tang Clan. We met Wu-Tang in Vegas.
I'm Wu-Tang.
One morning, we met a young lady who claimed she was Wu-Tang. She looked, I expected more. I expected there to be more.
Well, when I saw him on stage,
just one Wu-Tang.
There were 40 of them.
Well,
so I was expecting more as well.
Maybe they were the Wu-Tang Clan and she is Wu-Tang.
Oh, could be. That's her clan.
Anyway, Ghostface Kill is 41 years old today. Rosario Dawson, come on now with
come
that.
Come on now.
She's 32 years old. And Audrina Patridge, reality star, celebrates her 26th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. And we have coming up on the program a major concert announcement. I think you're going to want to hear it 7:15. We also have Andrew Siciliano coming in talking about sports. We have highlights of last night's marathon Celebrity Apprentice.
Is the concert event Andrew Bynum playing the drums?
How dare you?
Is he beating up on the drums and then whipping his shirt off?
How dare you?
Is that going to be the concert? Douchebag.
All right, what's going on with the middle name thing here, Ralph?
Well,
how did this come
you
about?
Were on vacation last week, Kevin, yeah. But there was a spate of celebrity births last week. And as we were going through them, we realized now celebrities have taken it to the next level. Not only are they naming their children bad first names.
Which is their job as a celebrity.
Yes.
Okay, we expect
a la, that. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, who named their son Moroccan.
No, they didn't.
Yes, Moroccan Cannon.
They didn't do that.
Moroccan and Monroe are the twins. The
didn't
boy
they
and girl.
Say they were going to give them normal names?
Yep. They said, we're going to make them interesting, but not wacky.
Yeah.
Can't they picture them in school ever? Doesn't anyone think, hey, there's going to be a teacher that's going to go, Moroccan? What's that mean?
Yes, Moroccan. Do you have the right answer?
Come on.
Not only are they doing that kind of stuff, Jay Moore named his son Meredith.
His son.
Last week. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
His son.
His son Meredith.
Meredith.
Yes.
This is a guy who makes his living teasing
making fun
people.
Of people.
Yeah.
That didn't happen, have known though. Better. That happened.
Meredith.
But we realize there's also a new phenomenon where celebrities are now giving their children social landmines by burying the bad name in the middle.
Oh,
giving
the
him
middle
the bad
name.
Middle name.
Sure.
Now, for example, Bryan Adams, Canadian singer-songwriter at 51, is a first-time dad. He and his longtime girlfriend, personal assistant Alicia, had a baby this week named Mirabella.
Okay.
Little
which
daughter
is
named
pretty.
Mirabella.
Not bad.
Bunny.
Bunny.
Adams.
Bunny.
B-U-N-N-Y. Bunny.
So all of her life, it's going to be, what's your middle name?
Just Mirabella B, period.
Yeah, it's B. That's B.
Adams,
that's all it is.
That's all
B.
I just go
what's
by.
B stand for? Nothing. Just
Bunny.
Bunny.
Bunny. Just buy her a little Fisher-Price stripper pole and just put her right up on there because her name is Bunny.
Does Fisher-Price make a stripper pole?
Oh, yeah, my little pole. see, she was born on Easter Friday. On
okay.
Good Friday.
Yeah.
And so, naturally, they had to name her after the Easter Bunny. See?
Huh.
You see?
Yeah.
Bunny.
Bunny.
Then there's Antonio Sabato Jr. Antonio Sabato Jr., I don't know if you know him or not, but he was on some nighttime soap, Falcon Crest, or what the hell, one of those shows. He was a Calvin Klein model, good-looking fella. He had a daughter. A boy last week. He is Antonio Sabato Jr. Obviously, his dad is Antonio Sabato. He named his son Antonio Sabato III.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I forgot the middle names. Antonio Kamakana Aloha Mayakalani Harvey Sabato III.
Whoa, 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 whoa. The first one was Hawaiian.
Kamakana Aloha Mayakalani.
That's Hawaiian, right?
Yeah, that's Hawaiian.
How do you come up with Harvey then?
Harvey Sabato III. Kamakana Aloha Mayakalani is one word, is one name, by the way.
Well,
Kamakana Aloha Mayakalani.
How have you not done enough damage with that name?
Then you slap Harvey on the other end of it. There you go. Out in the world. Here's a quick kick in the diaper. Go live.
I wonder if these are, tributes to people that they know, but still.
Still, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either.
I know who Hitler is. I'm not naming my kid. They're giving the middle name Hitler.
I mean grandparent or somebody in the family.
Whatever,
but
they're dead. They have taken that sin that has lived in that family and finally put it to rest. You don't reincarnate it.
So it's Antonio Kamakama Kaloa Kawakamamai.
Kamakana Haloa Mai Kalani.
Right. Harvey.
Sounds like High Kalonic, by the way, Mai Kalani. Harvey Sabato III.
Harvey.
Yeah.
Why throw in the Harvey? There's nothing wrong with Harvey. Why don't you just name him Harvey? It's a good first name.
Now, the one thing of the social embarrassment of having a horrible middle name.
Right.
But Antonio also, every time he fills out a tax form, every time he fills out his driver's license form,
yep.
is going to have to write out Antonio Kamakanaloa Maikalani Harvey Zapato III.
Wow. That's rough. Bad.
So we thought we'd open the phone lines and talk to some people who have some particularly bad middle names. Your parents saddled you with the social embarrassment of a horrible name, but it's made even worse. Look, if you meet somebody and say, what's your name? My name's Dorcas. Dorcas, nice to meet you. If they've got a bad name, at least you get that out of the way immediately and it's over and it's done with.
Right.
Sometimes you meet Bill and you spend a year with Bill as his friend. He's the new guy at work. And then you're hanging out at lunch one time and say, oh, Bill, what's your middle name, by the way?
I didn't realize I never
Toe Cheese. What? Toe Cheese is my middle name. What? The kind of parent would put that social time bomb in a kid's name.
Here's the problem with that, too, is that you know Bill well enough by the time you get to his middle name that you can destroy. If it's a complete stranger, you make fun of his first name and it's quick and you move on.
Yeah.
But you know Bill well enough.
He's going to get worked.
Oh, he's going to get worked for years over that middle name.
1-800-520-1067 is the number to call in. If you have a particularly horrible middle name, we'd love to hear from you.
And by the way, it's much worse if you don't tell people. Like if you say, oh, don't worry about it, I'm not going to say, then all of a sudden it's all that matters to
everyone.
That's true. Now I need to find out the middle name.
We were talking about how it happened here at work, too. Remember, you know, Omar's middle name. Omar Khan, our engineer extraordinaire.
I don't think I know his
You don't know his middle name?
No.
Awesome.
Razul.
It is?
Razul.
Wait a minute. His middle name is Razul?
Razul.
No way.
He sounds like a Kryptonian villain from the Phantom Zone. Kneel before Razul. As if he didn't already, wasn't on the no-fly list enough with Omar Khan. Now his middle name is Razul.
I thought his name was
Omar North Tower.
No.
Omar North Tower?
It's not his middle name. He'd be better off with North Tower than he would with Razul.
Razul?
Yeah.
Come on.
And then Beer Mugs, the magical board up here.
Whose real name is John.
His real name is Jonathan, yeah. Middle name, John?
Lit.
Lit.
Lit?
L-I-T?
Two T's, L-I-T-T.
L-I-T-T.
Hey, we're going to spell it weird, too.
What the hell is that?
That's why he gets lit every weekend.
That's why he turned into Beer Mug. Now he's got an excuse.
Lit.
Lit?
Lit. That's not even a name.
Is that a family name?
It was my mom's last name.
Don't care. No, why does she have to saddle you with it?
I don't know. I didn't give
As
it to
As a
myself.
Last name, it's probably fine.
I don't know, though. I mean,
not
she's
a great last name, but still, you know, it's a horrible middle name. I know that much for sure.
She's had to defend that last name her whole life. Why would she then give it to her son?
Yeah.
Unless she hates him.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. She hated you right out of her loins. She said, look at this little bastard. I'm going to call him Lit.
He's going to be Lit most of his life.
Lit. That's not even the name.
I know.
That is a past tense verb.
All right.
Is what that is.
Let's take a few calls. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Jan is a fine first name. Nothing
Jan is
with
lovely,
it.
Made famous, of course, by the Bradys.
Yeah, absolutely. But her middle name wasn't Gay.
Gay.
Oh, what? Jan. Your middle name's Gay?
Jan Gay.
Now, wait. If you don't mind my asking, and I know this is against all protocol, but you're not supposed to ask a woman her age, but
I'm
gay,
55.
Okay, so gay at one point meant happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, 100 years ago.
Okay,
100 years ago.
100 years ago. Still, yeah. if she was 120, Kevin, then maybe I would give her a pass.
Are you 120?
No. Okay.
Poor Jan is stuck with Gay.
Yeah, wow. And it's even on my badge at work. Jan Gay.
Sweet.
Really?
Hello, yeah. I'm Gay. She's got one of those name tags on.
Why did you put it on your name tag? Why didn't you just put Jan?
I don't know. You know, one of those work things. Oh, and hey, hi, Lisa.
Hi.
At least Jan is owning it. Like, yes.
Absolutely.
I'm here. It's gay. Get used to it. That's what you're saying.
My name tag. Do what you want.
It could be worse. If you were a dude, it would be worse, though, Jan.
That's true.
If your middle name was Les, then you would have bigger problems.
Then I would be your best friend.
If it's a guy and your middle name's Gay, it's a little harder.
My brother's middle name is Lyland.
Lyland?
What is wrong with your parents?
Well, they were from the South. What can I say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. They were from the 1800s.
Gay and Leland.
How bizarre.
Wow.
That's true.
All right, Jan. All right.
Thank you, Gay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Les.
Bye.
1-800-520-106. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about terrible middle names, and there seems to be no end to bad middle names.
The social time bomb that is released when your friends say, hey, I never really even asked you, what's your middle name? Oh, it's Bunyan.
What?
Bunyan?
What was Anthony Sabato Jr.'s?
Anthony Sabato Jr. named his kid Antonio Kamakana Aloha Maya Kalani Harvey Sabato III. Yeah.
You can't just go with Kamakama Kaloa Kalawa?
Karma Chameleon?
You have to go with Harvey as well.
Brian Adams named his daughter Mirabella Bunny Adams. Oh, okay. Bunny is her middle name. That's going to be an embarrassment forever.
All right.
We thought we'd open up the phones and talk to you folks who have horrible middle names. We talked to Jan Gay.
Yeah.
Earlier.
What's her name?
Yeah, that was a winner.
Let's go to John Paul. Apparently he's back from the dead. And
George Ringo.
Hey, John Paul.
Hey, good morning.
What's your middle name?
My middle name is Henri.
Henri.
Henri,
like...
Henri, but it's spelled just like Henry. It's H-E-N-R-I. So, of course, everybody called me Henry, and being a stupid little kid, instead of just letting that go, I'd have to say, no, it's Henri.
In this country,
correct them.
H-E-N-R-Y is Henry. Was this a French thing?
Are your parents French?
Yeah. No, I'm not French at all.
You're kidding.
What?
My whole name is really Jean-Paul Henri Black.
Black?
Yeah, your parents honked you up.
Wait, you're Hispanic?
Not even close.
They hated you.
What's even worse is my mom wanted to spell John, J-E-A-N.
Like the French, John.
Does she love the French?
My dad said, no, we're going to spell it J-O-N. So I still have to tell everybody there's no H in my name.
Right.
There's a famous French soccer player, Thierry Henry. But unless you're named after him and everyone here knows that, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm screwed.
All right.
So I just go by John.
Good man.
Yeah. You should go by John Paul, though. I mean, I think it's got a little
gravitas. That's the
problem.
You can go by John, but eventually somewhere, somehow, someone's going to find out that your name's all honked up.
Someone is going to ask, and then you're screwed. All right. Let's go.
It's a buried treasure of embarrassment.
Let's go to Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going? How's everyone doing?
Good, Ryan. What's your embarrassing middle name?
Heinz, like the ketchup.
Heinz?
Yep.
Sieg Heil Heinz!
I don't think it's...
Exactly.
Wait, exactly?
Is that a German? You have a German background?
My dad's actually from Germany and migrated here during the Vietnam War. And I got the lucky of having that middle name.
Sweet.
Heinz ketchup.
As I grew up.
Do you lie? Exactly. Do you lie? I would just start lying. I really would. I would just say Jim. I mean, I would just make up some BS middle name.
You know, it's one of those ones where you just look down and you just be like, well, at least it's only my middle name, so it's not my first name, which is actually what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
So you did dodge a bullet.
Thank you for that, I guess.
So you dodged a bullet, but eventually whoever loves you is going to find that out. And then
parents have to realize where they live now when they're naming their kids.
I agree.
I understand you have thoughts of the old country that you love and all, but your kid has to live
here in
America.
If you're in Pittsburgh and you love the Steelers, go ahead and name your kid Heinz, right? That's the name.
Right. Yeah, okay. Heinz Ward.
All right, let's go to Rosa. Hi, Rosa.
Yeah, my middle name is Effie
Hania. Effie Hania?
Yeah.
Is that somebody else's grandparent or something name? Or?
No.
Just plain
just
old?
Name in the middle.
Hey, let's just put Effie Hania in the middle of it.
Is that an old school Hispanic name?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
Right.
You don't know where it comes from.
She's done no asking. You don't care. You're just angry about it, right?
Yeah.
All right.
This is me off because every time people ask me, oh, what's your middle name? I just have to be like, oh,
Bill.
I don't have a middle name.
Say Bill. No, you're
Bill?
A girl. Yeah, Bill.
I'd rather go with Bill.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Effie. Call you Effie.
Hey, Rosie. Let's go to Itzia. I can't even say her first name.
Itzia's honked up from get-go.
Hi, Itzia.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
What kind of name is Itzia?
Oh, it's a pretty bad one.
No, but I didn't know the derivation.
Yeah, where's it from?
It's kind of like an Aztec Mayan name. It means waterfall, which I'd rather take waterfall any day than Itzia.
Sure.
But,
there aren't enough ancient Mayan names around today.
They really aren't.
Really miss them.
It didn't work out for the Mayans, by the way.
Yeah. And my middle name is Nazielli.
Nazielli?
What?
Yeah.
Like an angry Nazi? Nazielli?
Wait, Nazielli?
Yeah, people actually sometimes will call me Nazi, or I had a cousin who would call me Nuts and Jelly.
Nuts and Jelly.
It's not nearly as good as Nazi. I would call you Nazi for the rest of your life.
But here's the thing. I'm a triple threat. I have a third name.
A third name.
So you have Itzia, Nazi Jelly.
Yep.
And?
So are you ready for it?
Sure. Yes.
It's spelled S-U-G-E-Y.
F?
But it's pronounced S as in Sam. S-
oh, Sam, okay.
G-E-Y?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shuggy.
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 Shuggy. Itzia, Nazi Yelly, Shuggy.
Shuggy.
Yep.
Strike three.
Oh.
You have strike one, strike two, and strike three.
Just go by Nazi. Oh, just go by God. Nazi. That'll be fine.
You know what? 2 years ago, I called my mom, and I'm like, you know what? I want to change my name legally. Yeah. Can I do it? And
are you 18?
The answer's
yes.
Broke her heart.
Yeah. All right, Nazi, we got to go. Thanks for calling.
A lot of work.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. A little over half hour from right now, a huge concert announcement. Huge. Ooh. You're going to love it, and I can't wait for it. So that's about a half hour from right now. First, let's talk to Donald Trump about last night's Celebrity Apprentice, which was 3 hours long.
Yikes.
Donald.
The highest rated 3-hour program on NBC last night.
But 3 hours.
Yes, next week. 4 hours.
You're pushing it, man. I'm
for
just
the finale, we're doing a 24-hour broadcast, taking over NBC for an entire day.
Well, let me know how that goes, because I don't think I can keep up with that.
All right. How dare you?
Now, you got a lot of trouble, because Star Jones and NeNe are on the program. They hate each other.
Yes.
You're not sure that they can get along. So you talk to Star, and you ask her if it's possible to move forward.
Well, sounds Star, do you think it could be worked out?
No, sir.
Then what I'm going to do, Meatloaf.
Yes.
Switch places with NeNe. NeNe, you're taking Meatloaf's place.
All right. So they changed teams.
Swap NeNe for Meat.
Right.
Yes.
Swap NeNe for Meat. Right. Now, NeNe doesn't really like that, so she quits.
Yes.
In the first 10 minutes of the show.
Yes, NeNe walked off the show.
Gets in a cab, drives
no
away.
Kidding.
Donald calls on the cell phone and goes, this will follow you the rest of your life. That's my Donald Trump impression.
That was very strong.
And she says she doesn't care. She's gone. She's gone.
Wow.
NeNe was no.
That's correct, yes. So LaToya is now the project manager for her team. And this particular gig is a comedy show. They're supposed to put together a comedy show, get three comedians, try to raise as much money by, you know, getting people to donate money. So John Rich is getting a bunch of people to donate money, and Little John's getting a bunch of people to donate money. And LaToya, who's the, you know, the head of the team, she calls the Hiltons.
Well, she is from the Jackson family. Of course, she's well-connected.
Right.
And she happens to know Rick and Kathy Hilton.
So that's great news, I imagine, for the team, right?
You know the Hiltons, right, Kathy? Rick Hilton?
That from Hilton, like the hotels?
Was,
yeah.
That's who I was speaking to.
That's some big people you're calling there.
Well, they're friends, so that you settled with 1,000 with her. I just didn't want to push it.
I'm sorry. She settled?
Cha-ching!
She settled for $1,000.
Yes. He got them to cough up $1,000, baby.
Meanwhile, Little John is taking people out of the hood and forcing $15,000 out of them. LaToya's fine with $1,000 because they're friends.
Oh, my God.
Well, in fairness, the Hiltons really can't afford any more than that.
Well,
oh, wait a minute. They're billionaires.
Now, Meatloaf is the project manager for the other team, and he is a crying mess. And I'm so tired of Meatloaf crying.
I cannot gamble that money that was meant from those kids at that camp to play this game. I just can't. I can't gamble the money for the kids. I can't do it. My heart just doesn't do that.
Stop crying, you a-hole.
He should change his name from Meatloaf to Hot Dog because he's a big weenie.
So they call you, they ask if they can split the money, and he can still give his money.
Nope. To
you say no.
No.
Not a bit. Not
no.
Even close. Not
it's about
close.
Winning.
It is about winning, yeah. So they get Jimmy Fallon, by the way, to come in and do a song. This is the Little John and the John Rich team. They call up Jimmy Fallon. He comes in, makes up an original song, and sings.
You're fired, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired. Take that rolling suitcase out the door. You're fired, you're fired, you son of a bitch, you're fired. But don't you mess around with team backbone.
That's not bad, right?
See? It's worth 3 hours. That's the kind of entertainment you get on a 3-hour apprentice.
I cut that song down from 17 minutes.
Yes.
It was a little long. All right. So LaToya, who's the head of the team that lost, gets fired again. She's the only person in history to get fired twice now. And I don't know, I'm sure you noticed, Donald, but when she left, she dressed up just like Michael Jackson. And when she walked out on the sidewalk, the little squares of the sidewalk lit up just like his video for, was it Billie Jean, I think?
Yes.
And this is the music. All right, listen to me.
Yeah.
She's LaToya.
See?
She's not Michael.
See what we did there?
She's not even close to Michael.
It was as if Michael was back among us.
It wasn't like that at all.
She channeled his spirit.
Yeah. Okay. So that was the first 10 hours. Now, the second 10 hours, they went into another task. They had two different episodes. So this task is for OnStar. And Star Jones is the pitch woman. She's on stage, and she's trying to set this up.
The simplicity and ease of use makes it... I'm sorry. I just can't get a phrase out of my head right now.
What kind of loser do you have on that program that can't finish a thought?
Yes, I know, Kevin. What? You must look at that and say, oh, my God, how sad those people are.
What kind of loser is it? Are you hiring? Those people should be able to get a sentence out.
You could barely get that sentence
That's
out.
That's correct. That is true. So Meatloaf comes into the boardroom, and for some reason, you're very, 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 very attracted to Meatloaf.
You look good tonight, Meatloaf. Look at him. Yeah. Doesn't he?
Yes.
You
well,
look
you're
good.
You're a silver-tongued devil.
No, look at him. He looks rested. He looks good. And well, so much more handsome. You seem so much better looking.
What's happening?
I love meatloaf.
What's going on, Donald?
I want to cut me off a slice of meatloaf and eat it with gravy.
Who's laughing in the background there?
It's my son, Don.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, if you're going to put a 10-hour show, don't leave your daughter Ivanka out of the second one.
How hot is my daughter?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I want to bone my daughter so badly.
I'd rather you didn't say that.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
No, okay. So Star Jones and Meatloaf aren't getting along. One of them's going to go away. You send them all out of the boardroom, and Star and Meatloaf have this argument.
I did not make that choice.
Don't tell me you didn't make
a
statement.
I did not.
During the whole editing
case
process.
Closed.
Wait a minute. No, not case closed.
Case closed to
what
me.
No, it's not closed to you.
To me it is.
Well, I got news for you. It's not closed to me.
And they go on for about 3 hours, and then you bring them into the room, and you fire Star Jones. Finally!
Finally!
That's been coming for a long, long time.
That's you weren't in charge of branding. Star, you fired.
Oh, wow, I needed to hear that for a lot of years.
Did you see the look on her face?
I did. It was sweet.
Oh, it was worth everything.
It was sweet.
I would have traded all my personal fortune just to see her on the verge of tears. I loved hurting her.
All right, now.
I only wish I had a blow dart.
In the tease for next week, there are four people left, and you're going to fire two. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but does the announcer use the word double tap?
He does.
Which is what the Navy SEALs call it when they shoot Osama bin Laden twice to make sure he's dead.
One to the chest, one to the head.
Right.
Yes.
You double tap.
I will do the double tap.
But you're just firing people from a TV show.
I also have a dog with titanium teeth.
Then it's a Trump double tap.
You're fired. You're my final two.
All right, so you're down to the final two, and you're
and
a Navy
SEAL.
And one
of them will be Osama bin Laden.
I think he's already dead.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, too bad. All right, Donald, thank you. We'll talk to you next week after your marathon.
You okay, LaToya?
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and coming up within a half hour, we have a huge concert announcement. Very excited to make that. That's coming up. We also have Andrew Siciliano in talking about sports. All good things. Everything's good is happening in sports right now. I'll tell you that. All good. No bad.
You must have.
Flyers.
Yeah.
On their way to the Stanley Cup.
That was a brutal series.
Lakers on
and
their
Bill
way.
Bill Burr's coming later today, and he's a Bruins fan.
I know, but he's not obnoxious.
No, he is the one guy from Boston who's not a dick about
That's
his sports
correct.
Teams.
Yes.
I knew there had to be one, and we finally found him. Bill is very gracious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you didn't do quite as well as you'd hoped.
No.
What are you going to do?
At least we got the Lakers.
We got
the Lakers to look forward to.
Lakers got destroyed worse, more embarrassingly than any team ever. So those of you that are Laker haters, enjoy.
I think it was a bigger fall from grace than almost
I do too.
Any sports franchise, certainly in the last few years that I can remember.
I do too.
To be that team.
And win two, going for three in a row, and then just...
And then to get demolished.
Yeah, that was not...
Andrew will have a lot of insight into that series. We can figure out
We have
out
Andrew Bynum?
No, Andrew Siciliano.
Oh, okay.
Who will keep his shirt on. He will keep his shirt on. He's the Andrew that keeps his shirt on when he performs. So.
All right, 3 till 7 time for whatever this rock does. Hey, take it easy. Take it easy. That was nothing compared to some of my
other ones. You ain't seen nothing. This is just Monday. We got a whole week.
Take it easy.
That's good.
Ralph's here. We got...
Hey, you know what I'm going to be doing all summer long? I'll be bringing you advanced screening tickets to some of the hottest movies of the summer. Movies everybody is looking forward to. Oh, what did I bring you recently? Oh, Thor, that's all. Just Thor?
Thor, sure.
How about that? Well, look what I got now. I've got tickets to the very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, I cannot wait for this film.
Me either.
I'm a huge fan of this franchise, and Johnny Depp is returning, of course, as Captain Jack Sparrow. Penelope Cruz is his lovely co-star in this. Jeffrey Rush is back. Ian McShane is on board. Gemma Ward also in the cast. Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff. But I want to give it to somebody who's really going to appreciate it.
Right.
So,
are you a pirate? Call now.
If you're a pirate, say, arr. Here's the trivia question. If you're one of the first 5 callers with the correct answer at 1-800-520-1067, you're going to get a pair of passes to the special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Here's your trivia question. Johnny Depp famously patterned his character, Captain Jack Sparrow, after what legendary rock star? What legendary rock star was the inspiration for Johnny Depp's performance as Captain Jack Sparrow? 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. If you know the correct answer and you get through, you're going to win.
That dude from Creed?
Yes, Scott Stapp. Scott Stapp was the inspiration for Captain Jack Sparrow. While we're talking about movies, it is Monday, and that means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Thor!
I must prevent Asgard from getting attacked.
Stop it.
Asgard.
Did you just
giggle
every time they said that, Kevin?
Asgard.
They said Asgard.
I can't go back to Asgard. My father won't allow it.
Oh, how good was Anthony Hopkins as Odin, by the way?
Very good.
He's a talented actor. Chris Hemsworth, of course, as the God of Thunder. $66 million it made this weekend. Pretty strong. That's an indicator it's going to be a big, big summer at the box office. Fast 5 was second at the box office with $32.5 million. That puts Fast 5 well over the $100 million
mark. That's what I was going to ask in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weekends, really.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jumping the Broom was third. Something Borrowed was fourth. Rio, Water for Elephants, Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family was seventh. Prom was eighth. Soul Surfer and Hoodwinked 2 rounding out the top 10 at the box office this weekend. Oh, we may have trouble.
Uh-oh.
Seems like there's some sort of curse on the fourth season of the Jersey Shore.
Oh, say that's not so.
Production was supposed to begin filming its next season in Italy this week, but production has been delayed again. Now, due to logistical problems, the city of Florence, where they were going to be filming, has pulled the show's permits to film at several historical landmarks.
They saw the show.
They have seen the show.
Yeah.
And they don't want those people anywhere near their historical landmarks.
I don't blame them.
Because Snooki's going to take a swing at somebody, and she's going to fall into some piazza or something, or palazzo, or whatever the hell they call those things. And then, you know, antiques are going to get broken, and the next thing you know, Mount Vesuvius blows all over again. Something bad happens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, their bags are packed. They're ready
to
roll.
Sure. Nowhere to go.
But they got no place to go. So this is the several times the production has been delayed. And
they could go to Little Italy.
That's true.
New York
It'd be
City.
A lot easier. They all live in the neighborhood. Here we are in Italy. And New York cabs going by in the background. They can try to fake it. I don't know if you heard last week or not, Kevin, but Situation just signed his own spinoff deal with MTV.
I did not hear
that. Yeah, so Situation's getting a spinoff. JWoww and Snooki will have their own show.
Good.
Pauly D's getting his own show.
Good.
And they've all signed up for additional seasons of Jersey Shore. So
excellent.
They are just going to call MTV JTV for now, and just Jersey Television.
That isn't good for you.
It is not good for you. Let's see if we can answer to my trivia question. Beth is on line one. Beth?
Hello.
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 Johnny Depp patterned his Captain Jack Sparrow character after what legendary rock star?
The ever-disgusting Keith Richards.
Yes, that is correct. Keith Richards was the inspiration.
You say he's disgusting just because he wanted to snort his own dad?
But he didn't.
Disgusting. He didn't, but he wanted to.
But he didn't.
I agree.
Finally shows restraint.
I'm with you.
Keith, of course, played Johnny's dad in the third Pirates of the Caribbean film, and he returns in this film as well. Congratulations. We're going to give you a pair of passes. You're going to see Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides before anybody else. Thank you so much. Also, welcome to, not welcome, but congratulations to Joe and Ron and Jesse and Mike. They're all big winners as well. Today's celebrity birthdays. Audrina Patridge is 26 years old today. Thank you. Rosario Dawson is 32. There we go. Ghostface Killa of Wu-Tang Clan is 41. Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode turns 49. And producer-director James L. Brooks is 74. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, about 10 minutes away from a huge concert announcement, which I believe you will be very excited about.
Yeah.
We have Andrew Siciliano joining us now. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning.
How are you?
So it's a huge concert announcement.
Huge.
Okay.
It's huge.
I'll stick around for it, then.
It is one of the biggest of my life. How about that?
That big.
What do you think about that?
Wow. I'm
Frente
impressed.
Is coming back.
Wow.
What? I think you're exaggerating.
I'm not.
We're going to be really disappointed.
I'm
That's
not
what I think.
Well, to me, it's one of the biggest shows I've ever heard of.
The Beatles back.
I don't care about the Beatles.
Okay.
All right. But if you know who I do care about, then you'll have a clue. Andrew Siciliano is here. He, of course, is the host of The Final Score on FSN. And during the NFL season.
If there's going to be one. There will be an NFL
there will
season.
Be one.
Shut up.
Is it going to start on time?
Yeah. The first Sunday's 9/11. All right.
Okay.
How bad would it look if after the week we just had, they couldn't play football 9/11?
Yeah.
I'll put it that way.
All right.
Yes, they'll play.
Red Zone Direct TV channel. That's where you can find Andrew, and he will show you every. My kid, I don't know if I told you this, but my kid thought I was genius because I was watching the Red Zone, and she said, how do you always know when a team's about to score? She thought I was like literally changing from game to game. And I said, I'm like Yoda with a remote. Mm. I didn't tell her it was you and you do that for me.
And when you let her down?
I didn't let her down.
You haven't let her down yet?
No.
So she still thinks you're brilliant?
Yes. Right. You have to let them think that as long as possible. All right, Andrew, what should we talk about? Lakers?
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah. Here's a call.
Lakers. Seriously. Seriously.
Here's the thing about the Lakers. I'm a fan. I know that there's a lot of Laker haters. And it is so deserved right now. You all win, and I lose. That's the way it works. Because the Lakers blew.
They went out in the most disgusting, embarrassing possible way anyone could have ever imagined, with the exception of getting to the Celtics in the finals, or the Heat, for that matter, yeah. And losing in four games, getting swept by 30-some in the last game, and having Bynum and Odom get kicked out in the fourth quarter in disgusting fashion.
It was an embarrassment.
I can't even think of another word other than disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, there's this thing that Phil says, and he said after the game that he walked by Kobe and said, well, at least we're losing now. We're not losing to the finals. I'm sorry.
What?
I'd rather get to the finals
than
lose.
Me too.
Now, I don't want to get to the finals and lose to the Celtics like they did 3 years ago.
Ever.
That was an embarrassment in Game 6 in Boston.
Right.
But this, I mean, this is just beyond stupid.
By the way, that's not better. And my question to you is, Phil Jackson was done last year, and
yes.
They talked him into trying for a third.
The quest
His
for
heart
cash.
Wasn't in it. No one's heart was in it except maybe Kobe, but it just was just, you could tell from the beginning of the season they weren't playing any. For me, it all comes down to defense.
But you're a Laker hater, right?
No, I'm a Laker lover. But I despise it when a team won't play defense, because you can play defense every single night. That's effort. Offense comes and goes. Defense you can play. And they would let people drive to the basket. I stopped watching them during half the season because it really was too frustrating.
But why was this year different than years past?
Because they
still did it.
Yeah.
They, in years past, they didn't play defense. They played when they wanted to play.
Right.
At the end of the season, they flipped the switch.
Right.
And they turned it on. This year, there's no switch.
Flipping the switch will kill you. Eventually, it will kill you. It didn't kill them last year. It didn't kill them the year before, whatever. They were able to flip the switch and turn on. You know what they didn't this time? Flip the switch. It didn't happen.
Remember after the before the All-Star break.
I don't like rooting for a team that's just going to dog
it. But
that's
who they are.
I know.
That's who they are.
That's why it's so frustrating.
They're L.A. That's who they are. They half-ass it, and when they want to play, they play because they know they're good enough to do it.
Right, and I hate that. I really do hate that.
Going into the All-Star break, remember this year?
Yeah.
Before the All-Star game at Staples, going into the All-Star break, they lost to Cleveland on the last night of the first half of the season.
Cleveland, who I think that was their first win.
Like their first win in a year.
Right.
They're pathetic. they lost to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And the world was on fire.
Right.
There's no championship. What'd they do after the All-Star break? 17-1.
Turned it around.
So they flipped the switch.
Then. Yeah.
But they had nothing left. And then I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't buy the Powell stuff.
You don't?
I don't buy it.
Oh.
Now, there's something going on with him. I don't know what it is, but that stuff that's reported, his girlfriend was at the game last Wednesday with his mom.
Yeah.
So that's baloney. Don't buy any of that crap. The question is, what went down? Because that team, there's no way on earth they should get swept. So something went down. And I'm not saying it's something as filthy or dirty as or sordid as what was being alluded to. And actually,
although I wouldn't doubt it.
Why? What, this is Delonte West and LeBron's mom? I mean, don't go there.
Listen, I'm just frustrated with the team as a whole. I've been frustrated all season. People who hate the Lakers this year gave people who hate the Lakers everything they wanted.
But when they lose, they generally do. Really? I mean, look at it. When they lose, they generally do.
Yeah, but this was exceptional how poorly they did.
They quit in the second quarter.
Yes, and that's unacceptable.
How often do we say oh, that team quit. But they don't really quit.
Right.
They just get outplayed.
But the Lakers usually haven't started by then. They haven't started until the fourth. Here's what Magic Johnson had to say about the Lakers.
In game four, the Los Angeles Lakers embarrassed the organization by getting blown out by the Dallas Mavericks. Classless acts on physical and hard fouls by Lamar Odom and Andrew Bynum. That should have never happened. You have to show class when you win, and you have to show class when you lose. And the Lakers did not show class in game four.
Yeah. So that was Magic, who, by the way, goes out of his way to praise and be positive about the Lakers.
I agree with him yesterday.
Yeah.
All right? I don't agree with what he was wearing. I don't know how the hell he got away with wearing that on TV. that green and what was that purple?
When Craig Sager exists, there's no commenting on anyone else's clothing.
When Craig Sager makes Magic look good, then we have issues. I don't mind what Magic said yesterday. What I do mind is what Magic said after Game 3. What
did he say after
Game 3? He said, Dr. Buss needs to blow this team up. It's not working. They're not good enough. They're not going to win. It's after Game 3. Now, I realize you're paid by ESPN. He's not a Laker guy anymore.
Right.
He sold his shares of the Lakers. He has kind of a ceremonial vice presidential title. That's all it is.
Right.
But he's still Magic Johnson, and people still listen to him. I'm not throwing him under the bus. He's on TV. You got to say stuff.
Sure.
But to say we have to blow this team up after three games, what does he want to blow up?
See, I think that is just another level of frustration. It is.
Sure.
I'm so frustrated right now that we need to take some massive action. And what do you do?
Say,
do they
if
trade
they
Bynum?
Lose.
Do they trade Powell?
Bynum is their most tradable
player. That's what I think.
Hands
he's
down,
young.
Most tradable guy.
He's young, and I think he's going to get hurt his whole career, so let's trade him. That's
don't
my
trade
feeling.
Him. I don't trade him. Unless you get Dwight Howard, you don't trade him. I'm sorry, I don't trade
Dwight,
him.
Dwight
what
Howard.
Makes them good? Their size. Now, it's also what hurt them in this series, because Powell didn't show up, and Bynum gets ejected, and they don't feed the ball to the post anyway, so what does it matter? But that's what sets them apart. Why do you trade your two best and most tradable players? For the sake of it? They went to three straight finals.
Yeah. Yeah.
My opinion.
I don't know, but now you got a new coach.
Yeah.
So now what do you do? I mean,
it depends on the new coaches.
Is it going to be assistant coach?
They think it's going to be. Well, how about this? Everyone thought it was going to be Brian Shaw the entire way.
Right, right, right.
But after something this horrible.
I could coach like Phil. He would call a timeout.
Oh, come
Listen
on.
To me. He would call a timeout, and he would go out in the middle of the court and just talk to his assistant coaches about something.
A lot of guys do that.
But then
you talk
would never
to your assistants,
back.
And then you get in the huddle.
No, he'd come back just in time when the ref blew the whistle. He'd go, all right, go, whatever you do.
He's got 11 rings.
Right, that's enough for him.
11.
That's enough for him.
Are you going to be one of these guys that says Phil doesn't coach because he sits there? Come on, don't be that guy.
I've been that guy for a long time.
Don't be that guy.
I've been that guy for a long time, but most of the time I'm joking about it.
Right,
but,
and Red Auerbach had never won without Bill Russell either.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Andrew Siciliano is here. We do need to take a break. When we come back, a huge concert announcement, and we'll talk some more sports with 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 27 minutes after 7 o'clock. I found out about this concert. By the way, Andrew Siciliano is still here. We're going to talk some more sports in a second. I found out about this concert about, two or three weeks ago, and I wanted to tell people about it so bad, and they said, you can't say anything. So I said, all right, I won't say anything.
Why'd you take your pants off, by the way?
What? Just because I'm very excited. I think you can tell that, can't you?
Yes.
All right, my two favorite bands in the world are these. How about this?
This summer, July 30th, LA Coliseum.
Out of control. The city of Los Angeles is like a war zone.
Rage Against the Machine.
Muse.
Rise Against. LA Rising. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Go to krock.com for the exclusive pre-sale.
Hi, this is Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
Hey, how's it going? This is Matt from the band Muse. Listen to K-Rock all this week to win tickets to see us.
All week, check out K-Rock.
Now, I've been talking about these two bands my entire life.
Yes.
Rage Against the Machine, my favorite band of all time, live. Muse, my second favorite band of all time, live. So you got them at the same show. You have Rage Against the Machine and Muse and Rise Against, July 30th. The only negative, Coliseum. Don't care. Go in there because I love those bands. So that's the information. You got your Rage Against the Machine, you got your Muse, and you got your Rise Against. It's Saturday, July 30th at the LA Coliseum, and you can start winning tickets this morning at 9 o'clock.
Awesome.
All day long here on the radio station, so keep listening for your chance to win. Come on now.
That is amazing.
I'm excited. What do you want from me?
He wants you to say that.
I'm a sports guy. You brought me. I'm sorry. Yes.
That's Rage Against the Machine.
I'm excited.
What do you need?
You questioned my sexuality off the air that I wasn't excited. I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm kind of.
That was off the air for a reason.
All right.
All right. Let's talk sports. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10. You can find out more details at kevinandbede.com. All right. Are we done with the Lakers?
Whatever you want to do.
Moving on.
Well, they got to figure out what to do now moving on. That's the biggest issue.
All right, so the coach is gone.
Phil's going to go.
Okay.
He's done.
So question one is who's going to coach?
Who's going to coach?
Because that determines everything else, I imagine.
People assumed it was going to be Brian Shaw, right. But I also think now there's this thought, and I think it's a good thought. It's the right thought.
Brian Shaw has been the assistant for a long time.
For years. Okay. That because it ended so badly,
right.
You have to open the doors up to any possible new ideas. So they will bring in like a Jeff Van Gundy to talk to him. They will bring in anyone under the sun. They will look for new ideas here. And it may still go to Brian Shaw.
Right.
Because it's the same system. It's the same guys. It's the easiest transition. But when you're Dr. Buss and you're watching that, you have to walk away with it saying, what different can I do? How do I, to use magic words, blow it up?
In a big way.
In a big way.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to trade on our test.
No.
But he's killing you.
He is.
Yeah. No one wants his money. You can't get Luke Walton off the books.
Yeah, no kidding.
Steve Blake killed you.
Yeah.
Matt Barnes was a flop. Granted,
yeah.
He wasn't healthy the second half of the season. He was a flop. You have all these pieces you can't move, so you have to do something radical. Except
is
their handicap.
Is it what?
They're handicapped.
We're going to get some handicapped players?
Well, okay, they're handicapped. Well, they feel like they're handicapped. What are you talking about?
All right, let's talk about the NBA playoffs for those who are still in it, for teams that are still playing. It turns out there's still, mm-hmm. Dallas Mavericks, for example, move on.
You see Rondo's elbow, Saturday?
I did not see it.
Why didn't you see Rondo's elbow? It had more life than the Lakers.
I heard about his elbow.
Dislocated.
I can't watch that stuff. Ever since I broke my ankle and started throwing up. I don't know why that happened. Broke my ankle, started throwing up immediately. And from that point on, when that happens on screen, I have to turn away and not look.
All right, Dwayne Wade kind of had a cheap shot. He pulled down Rajon Rondo. Yeah. Like he hooked him and he threw him down.
Yeah.
And Rondo uses his left arm like anyone naturally would do to try to brace himself, except the floor is really hard.
Yeah.
And his elbow went the wrong way.
It's not supposed to go
no,
that
it went
way, right?
The other way.
Yeah, that's ugly.
And it was dislocated. And they took him to the locker room, and they popped it back in.
Oh.
And they put a sleeve over it, and he goes back out and plays with one. His good arm was his right arm, which he still had.
Right.
He plays with his left arm dangling lifelessly from his body.
Why didn't they just tape it to his body?
Just dangling. And he's playing with one hand, carrying the basketball, Allen Iverson style. But one arm.
If I'm defending him, I'm just hitting his bad arm, just occasionally just touching it.
And they were winning, and they beat the Heat like that. He beat him with one arm, and then Chris Bosh, who's the third wheel of the Heat, he thinks he's a superstar.
Sure, but
he had
five points,
five rebounds.
Yeah.
Said after the game, he was really nervous and had an anxiety attack. That's why that's why he didn't play well.
He had an anxiety attack?
Yeah, he has a 10-figure salary.
What?
Or 8-figure salary.
All right, so who's going to go all the way?
I still like the Heat in the East.
You like the Heat?
I didn't before. Chicago's mortal. They're a one-man team. It's a really good one-man, Derek Rose.
It's a great one-man, but...
It's a fantastic one-man.
One man can't win a championship.
The Heat, and here's the scary thing about the Heat, they're not supposed to win this year. The Celtics would have been better if they hadn't traded Kendrick Perkins.
Right.
The Celtics had their number. They had this... They owned them. They just owned them. But now the Celtics are weaker. The Heat will likely beat the Celtics. The Bulls, even if they get through, doesn't matter. Miami could beat either Atlanta or Chicago.
Right.
And then in the West... I don't know, Dallas.
Yeah.
You want to be the Laker fan that roots against Dallas now?
Not to take anything away from Dallas. They played pretty well.
They played great.
But, you know.
Their three-point shooting yesterday. Go back to Staples for the All-Star game when they're having a three-point contest.
Right.
Right? When there's no one there. When they're just feeding you basketballs. No one shot in the three-point contest uncontested as well as Dallas did yesterday in the game.
Sort of contested, but
Dallas
not really.
And Miami, and Bennett Salvatore will screw it up like he did in 06.
All right. We need to take another break. Again, here's the information on the concert in case you missed it. It is exciting. It is good. Andrew is not excited enough.
Not excited.
We'll take care of it, though. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We play that song, of course, because we just made the announcement of L.A. Rising, Rise Against the Machine, and Muse, and Rise Against, all playing in one bill Saturday, July 30th at the L.A. Coliseum. Keep listening to score your tickets, and tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m., which I believe will probably go pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Andrew Siciliano is still here. We are talking sports. Let's talk about Manny Pacquiao, who is just unbeatable. He's a boxer who has no equal.
Well, he has
except
one
for
equal.
Floyd. Yeah.
And that equal, Floyd Mayweather, refuses to get in the stinking ring. Floyd Mayweather, and by the way, the fight was average. Shane Mosley from Pomona, you should give it up. He's 39. He didn't put on a good fight. Floyd kicked his tail a couple of last May. Shane needs to quit. He embarrassed himself.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang. Do you want to throw sometime? Bang, 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 bang.
Did you hear that?
If Jim Lampley were there, he would have said the exact same thing.
Is that the best play-by-play you've ever heard?
Bang, bang, bang. That was, a Pacquiao Cotto?
Yeah.
That was last year, right? Shane needs to quit. He absolutely needs to quit. But the only guy that can fight Manny is Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is as destructive to his sport by not fighting Pacquiao as the lockout is to the NFL.
Now
In essence, he shut down the sport.
Now, he's doing as much as he can to make it look like it's Pacquiao that doesn't want to fight. Like Floyd Mayweather is going, oh, yeah, I just want him tested for drugs or whatever.
Right, that's what he says.
Yeah.
He says, test him for drugs,
right,
and I'll get in the ring.
Right.
Pacquiao has agreed to a certain level of drug testing. Floyd wants random Olympic style, we can show up and take your blood anytime, any place.
Is that a problem with boxers? Testing. Do they use like baseball players?
It's been hanging over Pacquiao forever. Now, not a lot of people believe it, but
he certainly hasn't gotten a lot bigger. I'll tell you that.
Well, no, he has actually.
He's a little dude. What?
He started fighting at 104.
What is he now? 106?
He's in the 140s.
Yes.
He's in the 140s. But he started fighting at 104.
All right.
So they say if you've put on 40 pounds, even if it's over the span of 12 years,
what?
You must be doing something. I don't think he's on anything.
You think that's just a reason for Mayweather not to fight him?
Floyd doesn't, in my opinion, and I've pressed Floyd on this, and I'm not exaggerating that much. I thought he was going to hit me.
You did?
I thought he was going to hit me. This is last year. He was prepping for, who is that fight for? Prepping for the fight with Shane against Mosley. And we kept pressing him. And he said right then and there, Floyd said, that he's the greatest pound-for-pound fighter of all time.
Right.
I said, better than Ali? He said, yes, I'm better than Ali. I said, if you had Muhammad Ali in the room right now, would you look him dead in the eye and say that you're better than him? And he got ticked. He got up.
I think he would because he believes it.
He does believe
it. I think he's delusional.
He's delusional.
He's really good as well.
It's spite, though. I'm convinced that he doesn't fight Pacquiao because it's a spite thing, and he's ticked because he thinks he is the greatest.
Right.
That Pacquiao is getting all this attention. He's on the cover of Time. He sings karaoke on Kimmel every other Thursday night. He makes gazillions of dollars.
And he's not good at karaoke, by the way.
I'm going to go home, and I am going to work on a new bill. I mean, he's in Congress in the Philippines.
He's in Congress.
Right? That's his whole shtick.
He does more charity than anyone I've ever seen.
And Floyd's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Floyd gets arrested for he had another case against him this weekend. He didn't get arrested, but he's being sued by rent-a-cops in his gated community in Vegas because they were telling him to move his fleet of cars and he threatened
his fleet.
Right. So don't you know who I am? That kind of crap.
Right.
And I'm convinced he doesn't give Pacquiao the fight out of spite. He would rather pass up a $50 to $100 million payday, which is what it would be.
Why
him.
Would he do that? Because he's afraid to lose?
He's afraid to lose. I think that's in the back of his mind. But I think the biggest thing is he hates Pacquiao, that he doesn't want to give him the stage. He's jealous of him. He's spiteful. And it is screwed with his already screwed up brain so much.
Forgive me for bringing
that
this up.
He won't do it.
Brett Favre. But he retired and quit.
Floyd.
Yes.
And came back.
And stopped.
Yeah.
And quit. And then Pacquiao pretty much rose.
Exactly.
Okay, so now it's really on Floyd to go take it back.
Look, call Floyd chicken. Call Floyd whatever you want to call
you
him.
You call Floyd chicken. I don't think he's a chicken at all.
I'll call him chicken.
I admire him. I respect him.
There's only one game anybody wants to see. One fight. One event.
Yeah. That's not UFC, right? Is that fight.
It's the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
Pete, you could say it's $200 million. That was a $64 fight Saturday. The fight sucked.
Yes, it was.
It sucked.
Yeah.
You could make that fight $150 and people would still pay for it. It's the only fight that matters, and he refuses to do it because he hates Pacquiao, he's afraid to lose, and he's crazy.
All three, yeah.
Yeah, all three.
All right, we're running out of time. Football lockout is going to end. They are going to start on time.
I hope it's going to end. Here's what I think happens. It goes into August.
Okay.
It ends, and then there's a hurry up and get ready for football thing.
Do both sides know how much they have to lose?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when hockey had a lockout, and then they started putting
poker. No one noticed, though.
But they started putting poker on ESPN, and it got better ratings.
So
then they came back, and they said, all right, we're ready to play. And ESPN said, no thanks. And it was really like, that really hurt the league. It wouldn't happen with the NBA or the NFL.
Oh, the NBA may shut down next year.
I know.
You're going to miss NBA games in October, likely.
Really?
Oh, I think so. Absolutely. David Stern doesn't care. He'll shut it down. Roger Goodell wants to get a deal done.
Right.
David Stern would call you in December and say, I don't care.
Really?
My opinion.
Wow. All right. There you go. There's your update. And the hockey playoffs are still going on, but I don't know who's in it.
Not really.
Although it is hard for me, a Kings fan, to root for San Jose, but I have two rules. One is I root for the Kings. The other is I root for whoever's playing Detroit.
San Jose is still in it?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
They're ahead of Detroit 3-2. So
Detroit's still in it?
Yes, but barely. I want them to go away. They're the worst. All right. Andrew Siciliano, thank you.
Goodbye.
Always love having you in. Host of Final Score on FSN and during the NFL football season, which he says will be here in the fall.
It's going to happen.
He hosts the Red Zone DirecTV channel. Thank you, Andrew. We appreciate it.
You got it.
Thank you. K-Rock presents LA Rising, Rise Against the Machine and Muse and Rise Against, July 30th. You can buy tickets at 10 a.m. or you can go to krock.com. It is 7:55. Ralph Garman is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, it's Monday morning. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. No surprise here. Thor!
I saw that movie. No one says it like that.
Number one at the box office this weekend.
I'm sorry, what, Lisa?
Did you like it?
Yeah,
did you
like
love it?
I did like it, yeah. Okay. Did I love it? No, but I thought it was really good.
Okay.
Get out of here. Get out of this studio.
I thought it was really good.
Better than really good. It's great.
They do come from the planet of Asgard. I know
it's
that.
It's not Asgard.
It's Asgard.
Like you're guarding your ass.
That's
it's
what
one
they say.
Word. A-S-G-A-R-D.
Asgard.
Asgard. Yes.
As. Because there's a Z in it.
Asgard.
Right. It's Asgard. That's
Asgard.
What I'm saying.
Oh, guard my ass. I'm going to walk across the Rainbow Bridge, and I am going to slay you with my hammer Mjolnir.
They do name The hammer. They do. The hammer does have a name.
It is. Dumb. That's the name of it.
Mjolnir.
It's not dumb. It's Mjolnir.
What is it?
Mjolnir.
Oh, yeah. That's very different than what I said.
It's Mjolnir. You said Mjolnir.
That's what it is.
Mjolnir. You're the special needs person working in the McDonald's counter.
How dare you?
You're just special needs, but
$66 million made it number one. Why? Because it's awesome, and it's about comic books.
Damn. Ralph, you'll never understand this in a million years, but at the Arclight where I went to see that movie, they were handing out free comics, comic books.
Oh. Well, because Saturday was free comic book day.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Okay. So I went to see that movie, and they offered me a comic book, and I was like, no thanks.
Which ones were they giving out?
I don't know. I didn't stick around.
Because one of the free comic books they were giving out this past Saturday on Free Comic Book Day was The Misadventures of Adam West, the new Adam West comic book.
Right.
You could have gotten that, perhaps, for free.
Not interested.
Oh, God, this is going to be a long week.
Kevin,
it's going to be a long damn week.
It's a book you could finish.
Not interested.
No, I can't finish this too many books, paper words.
I can't finish comics either, Lisa. You should know that.
Fast Five was second at the box office with $32.5 million. That puts it well over the $100 million mark in 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
Jumping the Broom was third. Jumping the Broom.
You know what that is.
It is a low-budget romantic comedy about two African-American families, one from uptown, one from downtown, and chaos ensues because they just don't get along.
Not interested.
But I thought it was interesting that that film came in at number three, while the other romantic comedy that debuted this week, and Something Borrowed with Kate Hudson, came in fourth with $13.2 million.
And it was promoted a lot more, wasn't it?
They sell the crap out of that movie. I don't know how much stronger a message we can send Hollywood. We're no longer interested in seeing Kate Hudson in hilarious, romantic, chaotic situations. We're not interested.
Yeah.
Not interested.
So you're saying not interested.
Rhea was
not
fifth.
Interested.
Water for Elephants was sixth. We're not interested in seeing Reese Witherspoon and Rob Pattinson get together feeding elephants at the circus either, by the way.
Not interested.
Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family was seventh. Prom, Soul Surfer, and Hoodwinked 2 round out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Madonna thinks her daughter, Lourdes, 14 years old, is ready to become a pop star.
All right.
She's got what it takes.
Does she whip her hair back and forth?
She doesn't, but I'm sure she whips something back and forth if she's anything like her mom. Madonna says her baby girl has a great voice, has plenty of character, and is a natural pop star.
Wow.
Apparently, Madonna is lining up record companies and film companies to discuss signing the 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Come on now. Really?
Hey, she's Madonna.
Yeah, that's fine. Lourdes is not Madonna. And Jaden is not Will Smith, and Willow is not Jada Pinkett Smith. It just let everyone find their own way. We don't need any more 14-year-old pop stars.
What if she's good?
Then let her prove it. Let her go out there like the rest of the world and learn on the job. But don't give her a record deal just because she's Madonna's daughter. Should put her in a movie with Jaden and Willow and just all of them. Just force feed us our next generation of pop stars.
That's real talk right there, man.
You know what? I'm starting to see light, though. I'm thinking maybe the egg pelting of Justin Bieber is the beginning of the turn.
Is that right?
People are getting an assful of this crap, and they're starting to fight back.
He got egged in
Garmy Strong! He got egged in Australia.
Right.
He was in Sydney.
And that was the beginning of the end? The turn?
That's going to be the shot heard around the world. We're starting to turn on these BS pop stars. That and after Miley Cyrus did Smells Like Teen Spirit, now it's war. Yeah. Now it's game on. And I am surprised this hasn't happened earlier, given all the remakes and reboots and franchises made from comic book characters and sources like that there. Tarzan! Coming back! Tarzan! Tarzan
is getting a big screen treatment.
Warner Brothers has hired a couple writing teams to work on two new Tarzan movies. They want to get the King of the Jungle back on the big screen. One of the most filmed fictional characters of all time, Tarzan.
Who's going to play the hot chick? There's a hot chick in that
the
one.
The hot chick?
Yeah. Jane?
Jane, yes.
It's important. It's okay. Very important. That's more important than Tarzan.
Gabri Sidibe.
I'm in.
Going to play Jane.
I'm in.
Try to find a vine thick enough to carry her through the jungle. That's all I'm saying. No worry. They're not even close to the casting stage. They're still writing it. But I think Tarzan back on the big screen would be a good thing.
Sure.
Could be cool. The last Tarzan movie I remember.
I don't remember any. Hard to believe.
There was one with Bo Derek.
From
back in the day, like in the
theme?
80s, yeah. And
Andy
there was
McDowell.
Another one with Andy McDowell. She did one called Greystoke,
mm-hmm.
which was about the Highlander. Christopher Lambert.
Yeah.
Right.
Played Tarzan, who comes back to the civilized world and has to try to fit in and everything. That was pretty good, too. But it's been a long time since we've seen a Tarzan movie. So I'm excited. I may go audition.
Really?
Yes.
To be Tarzan?
Yes.
Wow. Good luck.
Or Cheetah, his monkey companion. Today's celebrity birthdays. James L. Brooks is 74 years old today. Singer Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode is 49. Ghostface Killah of Wu-Tang Clan is 41. Rosario Dawson celebrates her 32nd birthday. And Audrina Patridge is 26 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. Those two bands, Muse, Rage Against the Machine, playing live. It's LA Rising. Go to kevinandbean.com for details. It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and time to talk to Paul Bettany on the phone. Hello, Paul.
Hi, man. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good, Paul.
I'm good. Where's that Bean?
Oh, that Bean is on vacation. Which means he's...
I mean,
which...
it must be such a relief to finally be working with a true professional like Ralph.
Yeah, so, that's correct, yes.
Finally, we get a chance to do it together.
Like a millstone around your neck.
You understand, you get it.
Paul,
I've been on the show, I've seen how it is for you.
All right.
Paul, I was lucky enough to host the panel at Comic-Con last July when we were discussing Priest, and yep. I'm so glad it's finally here because people have been waiting for this movie for months.
Yeah, we were doing a post-conversion, and we, you know, they wanted to get it right, so, I mean, God knows I wanted this movie out sooner, but it's, it took 8 months in post-conversion. Conversion looks beautiful, and I'm really proud of the results.
I'm sorry, what does that mean, post-conversion?
Oh, right, okay, yeah, sorry, it's a 3D film, and, you know, there's been a lot of bad press for post-conversion, but that's often because when they convert the movie afterwards, but that's often because they rush it, and it's a much more sophisticated process now, and for me, we had the best of both worlds. We were able to shoot the movie on these beautiful, you know, classic Panavision 1970s lenses, the same lenses they shot Blade Runner on, for any geeks out there. It looks beautiful. And then you get a 3D experience, you know, so I'm really pleased with the thing.
I got to tell you, with Ralph, I saw the first trailer for this, and I thought, wow, I've got to see that. What? Next May? What? It's one of those things where you just get so excited, and then you have to wait for so long, but it's finally coming.
And you have to wait for so long. Yeah, no, it's true, but it's out now. It's coming out Friday the 13th. It's sort of perfect for it, and it's a really it's real bloated. It's a movie, you know, bloated with action and stunts and visual effects, and I'm really pleased with the result.
And you know, Paul, vampires are so hot right now. The whole premise of vampires in television and films, but I think Priest really takes a fresh look at vampires, if that's possible, after all that's been done with them. They really look interesting and sort of unique in this film.
Yeah, I mean, there are, you know, in this world, there has always been a war between vampires and man, and the vampires are sort of more feral. They're almost a different species, and I'm just really glad to be giving, you know, vampires their balls back.
Now, you play a priest. How is it that you clash with the vampires?
How is it?
I just mean in this particular instance.
Well, you know, I'm a huge vampire fan. I have been since I was a kid. I grew up reading Bram Stoker's Dracula at an inappropriately young age. And you know, you can do many things with the myth of vampires, but you should leave them their balls. You know, they've got to be frightening. You don't you don't want a vampire that you can bring home to your mother. You know?
Yeah,
you
no.
Not what you're after.
You don't want to use more hair gel than you do, really. That's not a vampire
That's
to me.
Right. And so, you know, I'm really pleased to have been in a movie that's, you know, gone some way to redressing the balance and making vampires frightening again.
After Legion and now this, you are a full-blown action star. Did you ever see your career going in that direction?
God, no. I didn't see my career going in any direction. You know,
Good.
I was just trying to make some dough. And so, you know, I mean, it's surprising, but it hasn't really turned out anyway. I went from making Legion, which was a sort of, I guess it was an action movie, but yeah. It was a tiny little movie. You know, we had hardly any money to make it, and this one we got, you know, much more. But I went from that to making a film about Charles Darwin, and then I went and made this, you know, film about a priest vampire killer, and then I went straight into making this a movie called Margin Call, which comes out in fall about the financial crisis. So, I mean, I just want to keep doing as many different things as I can.
But it's a financial crisis caused by crazed vampires, though, right?
I was absolutely pushing for us getting vampires into the movie, but they said no.
That does seem to be the hot thing. Now, you're a priest. Am I right by looking at the trailers that you're going against the church, or you have their blessing?
Yeah, no. What it is, it's you know, I'm a veteran of a war that we turned the tide in the war against the vampires. The war's now over. The priests, which are like a special forces unit, have been asked us to go back into normal society, but they've, of course, been rendered useless for normal society by the things that they've done and the things that they're capable of. And into that world comes Kamji Gande to tell me that my niece, played by the beautiful Lily Collins, has been abducted. And I go to the church and ask, you know, can I go out on this mission? They say no. But you got to go save the girl, right? It's an action movie. So
of course.
You got to go save the girl. So I go and save the girl and defy the church.
Now, Maggie Q is in this as well?
Yeah, she is. And
she's the one in Nikita,
the
right?
The ass kicker of all ass kickers.
She is unbelievable in Nikita. I really love that show.
She's really cool, and she's, you know, everybody knows that she can do this sort of thing with her eyes shut, but I think what's really great in the movie is the whole emotional heart of the movie is totally held by her, and she's a really fine actress. So I think it's really impressive.
I'd like to suggest that perhaps if you were to score off against her, she would win. You think that's true? I think she could kick your ass.
I couldn't possibly answer that. Maybe getting less audience members.
Well, Paul, we're real excited to see the film. We can't wait to check it out. Priest is the name of the movie. Opens on May 13th, as Paul mentioned. Thanks so much for being on the show today, buddy.
You'd be good.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Harvey Levin from TMZ coming up next. Find out about all the celebrities. But first, it is time for the Kevin and Bean Afro Line. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. Omar Khan is in here.
What's happening, Lop?
Please tell me you're not trying to bring back Lop.
I am.
I heard a rumor of that.
I'm not trying to bring back. It is back.
I heard a rumor of that while on vacation. I was like, no, that'll last for a day.
No, it's strong. It's going strong.
You're bringing back Lop.
It's back. I'm not bringing it back. It's back. It's happening.
DJ Omar Khan. A Lop? Really? A Lop? You're such a jackal.
That's true, too, by the way. And by the way, Jimmy Kimmel came up with Jack Hole, and it's everywhere now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed. TV shows all over the
Absolutely.
Place. Wow. Not going to happen with Lop.
Watch for Lop.
Not going to happen with Lop. Yep. I'm telling you that right now.
Happy day after Cinco de Mayo. I am so hungover. You guys are all locked.
See? I don't know that it flows.
It does.
Not the way he did it.
Didn't there at all.
So I'm listening to you guys discuss Lop, and I'm thinking, it sounds like an ethnic slur, and it's just stupid. But all of a sudden, some idiot in the next lane started merging into me and just almost like swiped me off the road, and the first thing out of my mouth was, you f***ing Lop. So I guess I'm in.
You see?
She's in. How scary is that?
Yeah. Lisa. Lisa. Lisa May. Let me lick you for freedom, Lisa. Come on, Lisa May. You USA. You USA. Lisa May. Come on.
So if I don't let him, I'm
That's
the enemy?
Great. You're anti-American.
Yeah. We've all lost.
Know why you would be, but all
right. So Chris Hemsworth is Thor, right? That's pretty cool. Hey, Lisa May, maybe later tonight, maybe you could leave feeling a little bit sore. Eh? Eh?
Wow.
You know what I mean? You'd be sore. Because I'd wreck that.
That didn't work until the very final line.
Yep.
And then I'm in on the very final line. A lot of people hate the Lakers. I love them. They deserve this.
So how about them Lakers? Hey, Kevin, you need a purple and gold tissue box or maybe a broom?
Not creative, but they deserve it, for God's sakes. We did the Slayer parking lot. I don't know if you remember this, but Psycho Mike and I went out, and we did a bunch of interviews with people in the parking lot before the Slayer show. We got this guy.
Yeah! Yeah! Everybody! You! Each suck your mom! Die, die, die! Your mom! Die, die, die! Your mom! Die, die, die! Your mom! Yeah!
Now I'm gonna suggest that a caller figured out a way to make that a happy Mother's Day message. You tell me how he did.
Love your mom, live, 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 love your mom, live, 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 love your mom, live, live, live. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day. Lisa May, speaking of Mother's Day, I'd like to impregnate you.
Oh my God.
Does that work?
No.
323-520-AFRO. Time to check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Hi, Harvey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
It's is it Kevin and Lisa May?
It is.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
It
Hi.
Is. How was your weekend?
Very good. Very good. We did the final run-throughs of the TMZ Hollywood bus tour.
Oh, that's right. You're starting the bus tour.
Fun. It's so much fun.
I want to take the bus tour with you.
I'll do it with you.
With a cat. Okay.
It's really fun.
Now, is it the same as other bus tours? Because I've stopped and I bought those maps before, and no one lives where they say they do.
No. It's not one of these celebrity house tours. It's a tour of Hollywood and Beverly Hills and West Hollywood and all the clubs. But no, I mean, it's everything is true. I mean, we've researched everything. But it's like, you know, the TV pieces we have in the show?
Yes.
I mean, we have the same producers who kind of created these short vignettes for a lot of the places. So it's a combination of the guide and the video and songs and games. It's a show. I mean, it really is.
Wait,
show.
I'm sorry.
Really,
did you say
really
songs?
Fun. Songs. We actually have songs. I'm telling you, it's a show.
Are you going to sing my way? Come on.
There might be a little.
We thing. Rode the bus. Come on, you can do it.
No, but it's really fun. I'm telling you, I'm like so excited about this. I could be a tour guide.
I believe it.
No, I really could. No, I love doing this.
Oh, I hear you. I believe it. And who knows more about, you know, those kind of spots than you do?
It's really fun. Anyway, right. I'm enough pitching on my part. I'm sorry.
All right. Let's talk about TMZ.com. Let's talk about the celebrities.
Okay.
Who do you want to start with? You want to start with Whitney Houston?
Sure. She has checked herself into outpatient rehab. And
I saw that part, and that part made sense, but then I read the copy, and that part didn't make sense.
It's not drug or alcohol related.
Has nothing to do with drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. And
what does it have to do with?
Yeah.
You know, that's...
No, but I mean, she says it's to help her get in shape for a tour, right?
Isn't that diet and exercise?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's diet and exercise.
Who goes to rehab for that? No one.
I know.
Unless
I
it's
know.
Like a fat camp or something. But
you know what? But this is happening a lot where they're saying, no, it's not for drugs or alcohol. And, you know, what are you going to say?
Well, if it's right. Whitney Houston, I'm going to guess it's drugs or alcohol. I mean, really, you kind of have to just...
Read between the lines.
People have history. You don't... Look, you don't go to a rehab so that you can get in shape for tour.
Yeah. I'm
unless getting in shape for tour means getting clean.
I'm hearing you.
Okay.
I'm hearing you.
Who else do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Hines Ward?
We can talk about Hines Ward. I think Hines Ward, what happened was he was driving, he was a passenger in a car after one of the Dancing with the Stars shows, and apparently the person who owned the car had reported it stolen. There was an issue with the valet, and she got the car back, but never called the cops back and recalled the complaint.
Oh, good.
So the cops felt the car was still stolen with good reason, and they pulled him over, they pulled him out of the car and got point, but everything worked out okay, and he's handling it really well. I mean, he's saying, look, you know, they did their job, and didn't kind of overblow this thing. So I thought it was kind of cool the way he handled this thing.
Did they cite him for being on Dancing with the Stars? No? That was all good? No problem?
You know what a wobbler is? That's really funny.
You know what? Nobody... It's a whole different thing, and I know this from experience, to be pulled over by the cops and then to have cops pull their weapons.
Oh,
when cops
yeah.
pull their weapons, like there was one Sunday morning, and I was at home... And I looked out the window, and cops were coming up the side of my house with their guns drawn.
Oh, my God.
And my wife said, rightfully so, what did you do? Not like, did you do anything? It was, apparently, our fax machine wanted out. It was dialing 911 over and over. I don't know what we did to the fax machine.
Oh, but is that true, really?
Yeah. So then they had to come in and check the house. And we're like, sure, come on in, check it out.
Just because they're getting it. Oh, I see. Because they thought it might have been a home invasion because somebody was just dialing 911.
Yeah. And it just kept dialing. And it just turned out it wanted out. So I got a new one. What am I supposed to? But it's a different thing. When you're sitting in that car like Hines Ward was, and the cops come up with weapons, you go, one wrong move, and I could be shot.
Oh, it's true.
This could be bad.
And, you know, and that's what happens is that sometimes people get all pissy and they start inciting and then it escalates. So something that could have been nothing ends up being this huge thing. And that's why he kept his cool and it was so smart.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, who else do you want to talk about? You want to talk about David Beckham? You want to talk about Charlie Sheen?
Oh, Charlie Sheen. That's unbelievable. So Charlie Sheen was talking to our guy Mike here over the weekend. So Charlie had the kids, the twins, this weekend. So he's telling Mike, I'm going to teach the kids how to say the word rehab because now they're a talking age.
Great.
Because now he can say mommy's in rehab because she goes so much. And it's like, wow. Yeah, wow.
That's ugly.
I know.
How old are they?
They're like 2.5.
Oh, my God.
God, those poor kids.
Why does he have them ever? Because his mom's in rehab?
Yeah, his mom's in rehab.
Those are the options?
Oh.
So we put something up on the website today, and this is I'm kind of interested in what you think about this. Do you know who Congressman Aaron Schock is?
I know the name.
He's the guy we put up. You may remember it. We got a picture of him in his bathing suit, and he's really ripped.
Oh,
and
sure.
The young congressman. So he appeared... He's appearing in the June issue of Men's Health on the cover and is basically just wearing shorts. And
gotta tell you, he's pretty ripped.
He's ripped. He's totally ripped. So he's doing this. He's doing this because there's this big thing that he's pushing for health care.
Right.
And he's saying, look, you know, I want to show people that they can get in shape, that they, you know, they don't have to get diabetes, that they can be active. And he's going to go around the country and he's going to do this summer challenge thing. So we just finished the newsroom meeting today. We're putting this on the show. But there were a lot of people in the room here who were saying, oh, he's just doing it so he can, you know, get in, so he can show his body on, you know, on Men's Health.
I would.
And it's voyeuristic and everything else. And I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, maybe that's part of it, but I think it's kind of a good thing that he's doing. But boy, did that, we had a weird reaction to this in the newsroom.
It's just from people like us that can't look like that. I did, I thought, my original thought was that's so that he doesn't have to go to the bathroom and tap his foot. You know what I mean?
Like,
you know, drum up business that way so that he doesn't get caught in the restroom.
You just get on the cover of this.
That was my original thought. But my second thought was, if I look like that, I'd walk around without a shirt everywhere I went. I'd go church without a shirt. I'd go anywhere. Wouldn't you?
I mean, it's crazy, but he's, you know, this is going to, it's interesting because I wonder what this is going to do in with his constituency, whether this is going to help him or hurt him.
Women? Help?
Yeah, that's probably true, because it's a little bit of a douche move. I mean, we know people can get in shape.
Sort of, but look at him. I mean, come on now.
That's what people in the newsroom were saying. They were saying it was a douche move.
There's a little bit of that in it. I think so. I mean, we all know people can get in shape. That's not news.
And he's got his
Why does any actor who is on the cover of something like this, I mean, there's got to be some exhibitionism, right?
Yes.
Well, I would think so.
Same thing.
Yeah. It also takes a tremendous amount of work, and like women who get new boobs want to show them, I imagine guys who work that hard... Matthew McConaughey comes to mind.
Right.
Would want to spend most of their time without a shirt on.
I think so. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like if people are overweight, you kill them, and then if they're in shape, you kill them. I mean, at a point, it's like, okay, he's in shape, he's worked hard, and why not?
Yeah.
I'd date him.
So anyway.
That's all I'm saying, I'd date him. All right, Harvey, you're the best. TMZ.com, of course, is the website. Whoops, that's the wrong one. This is what I meant. And check your local listings for TMZ TV and tell us about the bus tour. How do
people... starts next Saturday?
Next Saturday,
very cool.
If you want to buy tickets, I can't believe I'm pitching it this way, but I swear to God, I'm just excited about it. We've worked so hard on this.
Are you going to be the host ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not a lot. But I will do it sometimes because I like doing it. I could be a tour guide. I'm telling you.
I agree. But I'm thinking you're a little busy.
I'm a little busy, but I've been doing it every Saturday, and I like doing it.
That'll be funny. Harvey be your tour guide, and he'd be taking... Just a minute. I'm sorry, I got to take this call. Yeah, Lindsay. Lindsay. Okay, yeah, I'll get right on that. I'm doing a tour. All right, Harvey, you're the best. Thank you.
Okay, guys, we'll see you.
Bye. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and Ralph Garman is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
It is Monday morning. There we go. Yeah, Kevin's on vacation. Takes him a while to knock the rust off.
How dare you?
He's like a fighter. The ring rust, you know? He's got to get that up before he's ready to get back and fight for the championship.
I've never been in good shape, Ralph.
Yeah, you're the Mosley of radio. You're the Sugar Shane Mosley of radio. That's who you are.
Great.
Yeah, might be time to think about hanging up the gloves. That's all I'm saying. It is Monday morning. That means we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. No surprise at number one. We all knew it was going to happen. Thor came in at number one.
I am from Asgard.
You just can't get over the fact that it's called Asgard.
I am from a planet called Asgard.
It's not a planet. It's a realm. And he protects
Asgard.
Us with his magic hammer, by the way.
From Asgard.
Man. You're an embarrassment. How hot is Natalie Portman in that
Very,
movie?
Very, and he never gets her naked.
So because what? He is a gentleman.
So what?
He has courtly love for her.
Who's a her?
When they get back together again, I'm sure they'll
yeah,
share
when he
a
rebuilds
night of
the magical bridge or
passionate
whatever.
Hammer.
Come on now. Should have given that hammer first thing.
You have to rebuild the Bifrost in order to get back to the other realms.
I know, whatever.
You don't know.
I
you
do
don't
know.
Get it, man.
I get it.
$66 million made Thor number one. Fast Five came in at number two at the box office. $32.5 million. That puts it over the $100 million mark. Not bad for 2 weeks' work.
Wow.
Jumping the Broom was third. Something Borrowed came in at number three. Rio was fifth. Water for Elephants, Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family, Prom, Soul Surfer, and Hoodwinked 2. Rounding out your top 10.
Did you see the last week's South Park?
I did not, sir.
I don't want to get myself in trouble for this, so I would like to quote South Park.
Okay.
But they did have a Tyler Perry character on.
Oh, I did see that clip, yes.
And every single thing he said, the little black kid gave him money.
It was very funny. He came out to accept the Comedy Award. The only person who laughs in the entire audience is a little black kid. It's like, hee hee. Oh, how embarrassing.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry's
awful on every level.
Yeah.
But he's
cool
also
guy.
A billionaire.
I saw a thing on him in 60 Minutes, and he seems like he's a really cool guy. But
that's very possible.
Yeah.
That's what they say about Hitler.
Oh, stop.
They said Hitler was a cool dude.
No one said
You'd
that.
Want to have a beer with him down no in the one. Beer gardens in Munich, but nope. You would not want to be on the bad side of one of his wars,
Nobody
they would
said
say.
That.
And that's how I feel about Tyler Perry. Movie news. Brendan Fraser is reportedly in talks to star as William Tell. Does that name sound familiar to you? William Tell?
Does he have an overture?
Muggs pointed at Kevin like, are you kidding me?
How dare you?
He looked like, you're an idiot. You're asking Kevin if he knows who William Tell is. William Tell, that's right, Kevin. He was the overture was named after
Thank
William Tell.
Thank you.
William Tell was a legendary archer who shot an apple off of his son's head. Remember that story at all? Is this ringing a bell?
Of course.
They're going to make a movie about his life. Really?
That's kind of thin.
Anna Paquin is in negotiations to play his wife.
Don't shoot the apple off our son's head.
Bill, I told you, do not do that. You're going to... We only have the one son. Seriously. Think of something else, some other father-son activity. What about miniature golf? It's going to be in 3D, though. So we'll see that arrow zooming right towards that apple, I'm guessing.
There's got to be more to that story.
I sure hope so. I'm going to do a little research. I'll get back to you. Right. But seems a little thin. A little flimsy on the surface. Quentin Tarantino's new movie is in the news today. He has written a script called Django Unchained.
Django? Is that about the game? Where you pull out a
Chenga.
Little... Oh, Chenga.
Different game.
All right.
Django is a slave in the Old South. Who gets freed and then goes on a search for his wife along with a German bounty hunter. It's a spaghetti western, as they used to call him back in the day. A low-rent, sort of gritty, ultra-violent western. I think it sounds like a great idea. Christoph Waltz is going to play the German bounty hunter.
I mean,
Samuel
great.
L. Jackson is going to play an elder slave who gives advice to young Django. And the only thing that gives me pause is the casting of the titular role of Django.
Uh-oh.
Will Smith. See, Will Smith as a hard-bitten, bitter slave who tries to find his wife and ends up killing people and taking dudes out?
I don't mind Will Smith. But you know that means we get Willow and...
That's right. Jaden has to be in it
They're
as well.
Somehow going
to
be
I don't
in
know.
It.
I just... Quentin's stuff is so sort of dark and gritty and grungy. I don't see Will Smith really being that guy.
I had a problem with that, the Final Dude movie, whatever it was called. It wasn't the Omega Man, but it was based on the same story.
When he was by himself.
He was the last dude on the planet, and there was just a bunch of zombies he had to take on and everything. I just find him, he's certainly likable and stuff, but I don't get him when he's playing like badass. I don't buy his...
You don't get badass from him?
He needs a certain degree of badassery before he becomes effective in that level. So we'll see what happens. If anybody can do it, Quentin can.
Sure.
He has brought back more careers than sex tapes. That's how successful he is. Remember they said John Travolta was finished?
Yeah.
The next thing you know, Pulp Fiction comes out and he's
got
a movie star.
Whole career again.
Today's celebrity birthdays. James L. Brooks is 74 years old today. Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode is 49. Ghostface Killah of Wu-Tang Clan is 41. Rosario Dawson is 32. And Audrina Patrick celebrates her 26th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman and Walk the Showbiz.
Hey, when people say they rescued a dog, that annoys the out of me.
She's a rescue. Yeah, I rescued her.
Really? Did you pull her out of a burning building? Or did you just go down to the pound and get a free dog, you cheap? Isn't that what you did? I love when people say that. Oh, that's why I draw the line. He drew a line, everybody. Whatever you do, don't cross his line. Everybody's worried about his image. Brace it. Just become like the bad boy of golf. Show up, I wouldn't even wear a shirt. You know? Come out dressed like Ric Flair, some bedazzled. Have like a whore for a caddy. Ah, this is why I don't get laid after my shows, people. This is it right here.
Mr. Bill Burr!
Yeah!
Bill Burr joins us in the studio. Hey, Burr.
Bill.
Burr. Can I just call you Burr to
shorten? Good start.
Yeah, whatever.
I like it. All right.
Whatever. What's going on? How are you?
What's happening, man?
I'm doing good. I kind of slept through yesterday's afternoon. I was wondering, what happened with the Lakers and Mavericks? I didn't quite catch a score there.
It's funny. I slept through that, too.
Spoken as a true Celtic fan.
No, I'm kidding. You want it from
Bill is the least defensive Celtics fan ever.
We did say this earlier, Bill, when we're talking about you coming on the show. We said, of all Boston sports fans that we know, you are the least sort of dickish of
them
all.
Well, I'm also sitting here in enemy territory.
Yeah.
So I have to be... I will tell you this.
Enemy territory today is pretty weak, though.
I'll tell you, as a Celtics fan,
yeah.
Even as a Celtics fan, that was hard to see Phil Jackson go out like that. Like I can't believe that dude, you know, took his shirt off, too. It just was bad.
Phil Jackson took his shirt off?
No, Bynum. I don't like naming names when people do stuff like that. But, you know, when Bynum did that, I don't know. I just kind of made the moment about himself. And, you know, that's the red arrow back of the modern era with free agency and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, that was a little rough. I was surprised. When the Mavericks were up 3-0, they're still the Mavericks. They're like the Chargers in shorts and tank tops. It's like every year you're like, there's no way they got everybody. They got this thing won, and then somehow they always end up blowing it.
Yeah, they didn't this year though.
Well, not yet.
No, they didn't.
Not yet. Yeah. Yeah, that was ugly.
Still but time.
Boston still. And where are you? Where's that series?
I think Rondo's not coming back, and I think that was the only...
Just because his elbow bent backwards?
Yeah, because he basically broke his arm and continued
Didn't
playing.
Didn't Paul Pierce have to go out again because of his leg?
You know, Paul gets
what a
Paul gets hurt.
Pansy.
Kevin can't get over that game he went off and then came running back on the
he
court.
Came off,
and I'll tell you right now, I won't defend it. He is the worst. He is in the worst shape of any black guy I've ever seen. Black guys, even if they don't work out, still got muscles. He's got nothing. He looks like he just sits on a couch eating Cheetos. That's why. Yeah, he did that layup. He barely touched a cameraman, and he's on the ground like wincing.
Right.
He even started laughing like, God, am I hurt again? Please. Like he cried wolf too many times. He gets hurt every game. So even as a Celtics fan, I laugh when he goes down. But
now, what do you think about the Celtics' chance? I mean, are they going to get it back together? They're too old. Or whatever. Too broken
No. Old is the great word. Okay. Yeah. And we get injured a lot. So then we decided Shaq will add an old guy who gets injured a lot.
That's good.
Because that'll help us out.
Well, right. It fits with the theme.
Yeah. We just want to see what he looked like in a suit. And I think with Rondo, that was the only prayer we had. I think that we can possibly like maybe win like another game. I'm a big hockey guy, so I'm bandwagon. Like NBA hoop bores me to tears. That final 3 minutes takes like 58 minutes to an hour to play.
And that's the only 3 minutes
timeout,
that matter.
Timeout, yeah. TV timeout, technical foul.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But you're not a Bruins fan.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
huge Bruins fan.
Are you going to punch him?
No, he was very generous. Right. Like I said, he's very gracious. I came in, I said, let's get this out of the way. Congratulations to your Bruins beat my Flyers. He's like, oh, but what about last year? Last year you guys beat us. You came back from
3-0. Dude, I understand. I'm one of the few sports fans that understands that I don't play at that level. So win or lose. Like, I don't get too overly depressed if we lose. Most depressed I got was last year, that game seven. That killed me to watch the Lakers win it from the foul line. If they were going to beat us, I wanted it to be player against player.
There are certain games that are worse.
And then what kills me is then how people forget. Like somebody was saying, like, oh, what about last year when the Lakers ran you out of the building? It's like, oh, what, when it went seven games and Kobe and Powell choked in game seven, that one, and then you won it from the foul line? Yeah, or ran us out of the building. Yeah, that's kind of the same thing.
That's the way sports fans are, dude. That's the way sports fans are.
Yeah, when you got raped and that... Oh, you mean it was 3-3 and it took right down to the final 5 minutes to win? Oh, yeah. What a raping. I got to admit, that was.
Now, from Boston,
yeah.
You must hate Detroit.
Well, you know something?
Because I hate Detroit.
We hated during the Bad Boys period, but then
it ends.
But then, yeah, because then they sucked for a long time. We sucked for a long time. And then when Detroit got good again, we were bad. We were bad for a long time. So then it was them against you guys. So by default, I got to go the lesser of two evils, and I had to root for them when they played you in the finals.
No way.
So,
you're crazy.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you this.
Here's who I root for. I root for the Kings.
I love the Kings.
And anybody that plays Detroit.
The Red Wings.
So right now, I'm San Jose all the way. Now, I would never say that when they were playing the Kings, but they destroyed the Kings, so then they move on.
Right. No, I get that, but I'll tell you, ESPN, I don't know if they'll drop the ball if they don't do this. As far as like dynasties ending on a bad note, if they want to do a whole thing of that, you got to go with when the Bulls got by the Pistons and Isaiah and Bill Laimbeer. They remember that? They didn't shake hands.
Yeah.
They walked off and Isaiah had that stupid smirk on his face.
Yep.
That I remember that. That annoyed the hell out of me.
Yeah. And then
we're just revisiting painful moments in every sports fan's life today here.
Why don't we stop doing that? Every team I'm rooting for is going down, so that's not good. All right. Bill is going to be... Oh, you're not even going to be anywhere. You're the best.
You're not performing anywhere.
Yeah, I just
you're
came
not
in.
Doing anything.
What? I came in and run my mouth. The second I saw the Lakers were down by 30, I put in my avails. Hey, guys. I heard Beans off this week. You want me to sit in? Whatever you want to chat about.
Lakers, whatever. Lakers.
No, but this is the thing. You guys are going to get, what's his face there? The guy with no moves there. Somebody, if
who, Superman, guy?
What? Yeah, the guy from Orlando.
Yeah.
I don't watch Hoop. What's his name? The guy who has, like, more muscle mass than Superman.
Yeah, what's his name? Shoot, the tall guy, the center.
Dwight Howard.
There you go. Somebody down the hall. Like, some gambler down the hall. Dwight Howard! He missed that layup against... No, you guys end up getting him. And all you got to do with him is you just get him a DVD of Kevin McHale or Akeem Olajuwon, and he's going to be deadly.
All right.
But until then,
I'm for that. Who's going to coach?
He's just this big goof.
Who's going to coach, though? That's the problem.
I like how he thinks he's going to come out here and also become a movie star. You know,
that's what everyone
does.
Some 6'11" love interest. It's like, do you not notice how dumb you look in a suit? No one wants to look at your slacks. Up to my rain gutters.
Have you not
come out here and play hoop?
Have you not seen Shaq's body of work? His cinematic body of work.
I know. What are you going to remake, Space Jam? What are you going to do out here?
There was that one where Shaq played a genie. Remember?
Oh, there, yeah, sure.
Shazam or something. That was Steel. He was a superhero in Steel. I mean, there's a lot of work to be had for
that. That would be a great, like, you know, on one of those days when all the real guys are off and you just. All the TV guys are off. You just need, like, you know, you ran out of Planet of the Apes movies to show. You just show a bunch of NBA player movies.
NBA Film Festival.
That is a good idea. All right, Bill Burr is here. We need to take a break. Bill Burr is here. It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Bill, we were talking about sports earlier, and you play hockey, too, right?
What? I try.
Now, that always blew me away.
What position?
I know guys who play.
I just play pickup hockey with other comics. I can skate pretty good, but my stick handling, I equate it to, like, texting while driving. I definitely...
You shouldn't do it?
I always got to look down at the puck, and rather than looking up and seeing a tree or some old lady in a crosswalk, it's a defenseman about ready to crush me. But fortunately, it's a non-contact league, but... I'm 42, and I just took it up in the past year, so if I can do it, anybody can do it, and it's an unbelievable... workout, and we get like 10 guys and a couple goalies, so there's no line changes, and it's hilarious. There's guys just, you know,
you must be gassed
four or five times up the ice. Yeah, you'll be just hanging over the boards. The smart guys glide around like the Ovechkins. You glide around, you wait for your moment, and then you go. But if you're an idiot like me, I am a puck chasing jackass.
You're the guy fighting in the corners.
Those of you don't know hockey, they play 70 to 90 second shifts at the longest.
And get their ass
off the ice.
And
take a break. Take a breather.
Yeah, we get an hour of ice time. We definitely get our money's worth. You don't need to bring the Zamboni out. It's just covered in old man sweat.
I know other guys who play, and it blows me away because it doesn't strike me as the kind of sport you can just pick up later in life. Either you start playing as like a 5-year-old, like they do up in Canada, it seems like, or it's off the board.
If you're athletic, it's one of the hardest sports to pick up just because you have to learn to run and walk again. That's the hardest thing, but. But the thing is you are, if you have hand-eye coordination, if you are athletic, if you're good at other sports, you can pick it up. You just have to have the dedication to do it. But believe me, I definitely recommend this. Go down and buy all the pads. Because,
get all the gear.
Sure. Yeah, because I was just playing with the gloves, the helmet, and that was it. And I was falling down, and I was getting those bruises that showed up like 5 days later.
I would love to see that.
Yeah,
game.
Like, did I get interrogated? I forgot. I was like beaten with a mop handle. What is that?
Every once in a while, you'll see an NHL player by himself fall.
Yeah.
And it's one of the funniest things you've ever seen. There's no one around him. How did he fall? It catches an edge or whatever.
Yeah.
I imagine a league like yours has got to be full of that.
Oh, yeah.
I know I would.
Half the guys are on their ass on the ice while you're skating
around. And somebody hit them.
Yeah, and then it's all comedians, so they all just trash you. The game almost stops because comedians like to trash you so much.
They just stand around, roast you while you're on
yeah.
the
Yeah, but it's been a great game, and like some guys have fell out and other people show up. And I mean, at this point, I don't even know. Now, last week, we had like close to like 15 people down there, so we actually had line changes.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
do you have coaches?
No, we don't. But pretty soon it's going to get to the point because like the skill level has increased rapidly. And it's going to go once we get into the hitting.
Sure.
I'm going to show up here with like the butterfly band-aid on my face or whatever. But no, I wear full cage, definitely.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
It seems to me the guys who start late are like, say, all right, I might as well say I want to be a gymnast. You might as well just go out there and just start getting an iron cross on the rings. It just seems like you're just so far beyond ever being good at that.
No, the great thing is that it skates. It's like, as a white guy, that's the only way to be as fast as your basic African-American running a 440. Is you put us on skates, we can actually finally get the wind in your jersey going. It's nice.
You can't get the wind in your jersey running? That just never happens?
That is not me. Oh, white guy with a big head, it ain't happening.
Hey, too much wind resistance.
You're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah.
I got a giant head. It's impossible to do.
Yeah, I need like my size of my forehead. You know those aerodynamic things they put on the top of semis?
Yes.
To make up for the grill?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to put up one of those right above my forehead.
I can't wear a hat. You're wearing a Nike hat. I can't wear a hat.
This is the only hat I can wear is
the
Tiger Woods one. Yeah, it somehow conforms to my big melon.
And I can't wear sunglasses either. Sunglasses kill me, A. And B, I went to Thor yesterday and it's 3D. Yeah. Those glasses cut off the blood to my head. I mean,
literally, you can't afford that.
Right.
Kevin, really.
I have to take them off and just for a second, like, wait to get my blood and then put them back on.
One of the lenses is over the bridge of your nose. I don't see what the big deal of Avatar was. Just looks like a regular old movie to me.
Kevin has to get 2 3D monocles. Yeah. In front of both eyes.
It is really pathetic. But those are made for little kid heads, right? I mean,
no, just
no.
regular human-sized heads, Kevin.
I got to admit.
They're like 10 sizes too small for me. Yeah.
I can handle those. I can actually wear those.
Wow.
I don't even know if my head's as big as it is. My mother just kept telling me how big it was when I was a kid. I always wanted to shave my head, you know, get the buzz cut like everybody else. No, your head's too big. Actually, I look back at it, it was. My head was like this size when I was like 2. Like the rest of me just sort of grew into it.
My head
was a great look. My hair was orange, and I had this jack-in-the-box head. Like, no date to the prom. It was amazing. It just really blew me away.
I thought I was
looked like Chucky from Child's Play. Give me a knife, and you knew what you were going to be for Halloween.
Guilty as charged.
Bill Burr is here. You can get his podcast. It's called the Monday Morning Podcast. It's available at iTunes. If you
yes,
like
I
that. You still doing that regularly?
Yes, I'm actually recording one after this to hype this tour I'm doing with Jim Brewer. Jim Norton and Dave Attell, the Anti-Social Network Tour. Hopefully we're going to be doing a date here in L.A. soon.
Okay.
And I'm having Attell and Jim Norton. Jim Norton, who put the tour together, is going to be calling in on my podcast today. So I don't have call-in ability, so you guys were nice enough to let me use the studio here.
Sure, no problem. Yeah.
So you're just here to use this. You didn't really stop by to say hi or anything.
You know what? You got me. That's why I came down here when I had no date to hype. No, I actually called up to ask if I could use the studio. You said, yeah, if you can come in.
And, we use Q then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going both ways.
Ask grass for gas, like, baby. Nobody rides for free.
Yeah. It's like a slap fight. Okay, now your turn. Don't box my ear.
Hey, you want to stick around for showbiz?
Absolutely. Right. I love what Ralph does.
Bill sat in with me. We did Hollywood Babylon together.
Right.
We did my podcast at the John Lovitz Theater at the Universal because Kevin Smith was sick. Bill ended up being the co-host, and we had a great time, and everybody who listened really loved it. So we're going to have to do that again sometime.
Fantastic. Absolutely. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the showbiz beat right after. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz beat with some help with from Bill Burr.
Where's my camera?
Right there, man.
Come on, man.
It's right there.
Jeez.
It's been there.
He's hitting that button over there. Just wouldn't go off.
What do you want? It's there.
There it is.
He controls the volume. That's the problem.
It's there.
Ring rust is one thing. We've addressed this. I know you were off last week, but, you don't
see? Hey.
What?
Come on. Muggs did that. I would have never done that to you.
Said you're the Shane Mosley of radio. You really getting a little long in the tooth. The legs aren't working anymore. It might be time to
hang
up
the Lakers.
Gloves.
He's got the heart though.
You know, I paid to see that fight this weekend.
Yeah, I did too.
I am such an asshole.
Yeah, you are. But for a lot of other reasons.
For many reasons, but this one that I spent $65 to get it in HD.
Yeah,
and I was working. I was doing the Hollywood Babylon show, so I couldn't even watch it live. So I had to DVR it,
sure,
and watch it when I got home. So I'm watching a fight that's already happened. I paid $65, and it was just a piss poor fight, just horrible.
And how are boxing matches more expensive than MMA fights?
Because they know they got jackholes like me at home who are willing to pay. And I do it every time. I pay for every big name fight, and they're almost always a disappointment.
I always pay for Pacquiao because...
You know what? They're not getting me this time. They're not going to get me. I'm not going to do it.
I tapped out Tyson Spinks.
Wait, that's the last one you paid for?
I just remember that. We were all sitting there. I mean, the pizza would just arrive. You're like... putting the slice in your mouth.
23.
And he threw that body shot, and he collapsed into the ropes. We were like, what? What? Then they got to show the preliminary fights to try to make you feel the ones that came before and show that in the end.
And those all suck.
Yeah.
Those are all bad.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about
fighting out of Jordan's furniture.
I've got passes to give away to the advanced screening that we're having for Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. The new Johnny Depp movie, The Return of Captain Jack Sparrow. It's Johnny Depp, Penelope Cruz, Jeffrey Rush, Ian McShane. A great cast. Keith Richards reprises his role as Captain Jack's dad. If you'd like to go, I want to ask you a trivia question. You got to be a fan of these movies. Here is your trivia question. In Pirates of the Caribbean, the second one, I guess it was, on Stranger Tides?
Yes.
Is that the name of it?
I don't know.
Yes. You're just
I'm saying yes
with
on
me.
The second one. Go ahead.
Who played Davy Jones, the legendary Davy Jones? Not from the Monkees. The Davy Jones, the guy, you know, with the squid on his face. That guy. One of my favorite character actors. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. If you get through with the correct answer, and you're one of the first five people to do so, you'll get a pair of passes to see Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, the special advanced screening we're doing on Wednesday, May the 18th. Is it Pirates of the Caribbean or Pirates of the Caribbean?
It depends on where you are.
How say do
you
tomato, say it? I say tomato, Ralph.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Caribbean.
Caribbean, that's how I've always heard.
You always heard Caribbean?
I always heard Pirates of the Caribbean.
Caribbean, yeah. Me too. Ah, speaking of movies, top 10 movies at the box office. We take a look at them every Monday morning. Number one at the box office, no surprise, Thor came in with $66 million. Made it number one this weekend at the box office.
Does somebody take his hammer?
Yes.
Does that happen?
Do, actually. He somebody. Gets stripped of that, his gets
that's
stripped
the superhero,
of his hammer.
That's like the superhero version of turning your badge. And then you gotta come back around again.
You're out of control.
Yeah.
Department can't afford guys like you. You're a loose cannon.
Yeah, give me a hammer.
Give me your badge and your gun.
His dad took his hammer.
Yeah.
And then threw it to Earth and no one else could just use it.
No one can pick it up until they're worthy.
Right.
So he had to go get worthy.
Yeah.
You know who got him worthy? Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
She got him worthy.
She wasn't naked, by the way.
She was not naked in this film.
All right,
no.
Well, we need a little something. Right? We need that. We need the planet not to be called Asgard. Other than that, I'm fine with it. Everything else was good.
It's hardly appropriate for her to get naked in a comic book movie, Kevin.
Why?
A comic book movie.
With those body suits, they might as well be naked.
Right.
Everybody's junk hanging out with nipples.
That's what I'm saying.
Just because you get some sort of latex over it. It looks like an S&M movie. What does he do with the hammer?
He
hits people with it.
Hits people with it.
Not her.
Why would you do that? That would be domestic violence.
No, but I mean, I meant hit in a different way. Oh, no.
Oh, that hammer.
Yeah.
Different kind of hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Too,
still a little early in the
still
morning.
The hammer
I missed
before.
It. I missed that one.
All right. I think everyone did. I think that was my bad.
Kat Dennings is in the movie, too, and she covers up as well, which is a
shame. There's a lot of covering up.
With those boobs that she's got. So.
I would have gone with Meat Hammer.
Meat
hammer. There you go. The meat hammer.
We're making note of that.
Some scenes in the film where he throws the hammer and it hits somebody square in the face. That it's so satisfying for me to see that for some reason. That's like a great weapon.
But it's a yo-yo hammer. He throws it. It comes back, kills him, and then it comes right back to him.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because it's magic. Thor.
Exactly. Who hasn't wanted to do that? You know who lived out that fantasy? Was the guy, I'm so bad with the names, the guy who was in the Gladiator movie when he threw the phone at that guy. Russell Crowe. Yeah. He had a Thor moment when he threw that phone at that guy. I got to admit.
Beating him right in the head.
Oh, do you know how satisfying that must have been? To just throw the object that the guy's not helping you with and just smash it over his head. You shouldn't do it, but I always was envious.
No. Yeah, I agree. Fast Five was second at the box office this weekend. Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, driving cars. $32.5 million
let me ask you guys
this
weekend.
It's over $100 million in two weeks.
Well, let me ask you a question. The car racing, the stunts, all that kind of stuff, all the rest of the cast. Do you think that Vin Diesel adds to the take? Or do people go see it in spite of him? Which is what I would do. Because he scares me.
Here's the thing. They made a couple of these movies without Vin Diesel.
Right.
They went right in the toilet.
But
then
were they
the
all
third
bad?
One
were
or
they
something,
bad?
They brought him back as a cameo, and apparently everybody went crazy in the theater.
Yeah.
And they said,
we
have to get him back into this franchise. Last film he starred in, monster hit. This one, biggest one so far.
Yeah, wow. Dude, those movies, they're for like 18, 21-year-old kids, 16-year-old kids, dreaming about the cars you want to get. You want to be Vin Diesel, shaved head, jacked.
I don't know.
Gets the best-looking girl.
Yeah.
That's how me, with my orange hair, my big melon, that's how I would have thought about it, wondering if I could fit my head in that cockpit.
You have to get a convertible. Jumping the Broom was third, Something Borrowed was fourth. The new Kate Hudson romantic comedy pretty much bombed this weekend, which is encouraging. There might be hope for a movie going public yet.
Dude, how many is that, like 10 in a row?
Yeah. I think America's turned their back on Kate Hudson, much like the guy who knocked her up. No, he's still in the picture, right?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's social commentary.
Not even 10 in the morning.
The level of which we don't need.
Rio's
swinging. Overhand right.
That's real talk right there, man.
That right there. That was the overhand right he didn't get to see. He's trying to make it, trying to get his money back from that pay-per-view.
Not on my bike like Sugar Shane. I'm in there toe-to-toe, even though she's not in the ring with me. Rio was fifth. Water for Elephants was sixth. Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family. That's a long title for very little movie. Prom was 8th, Soul Surfer was 9th, Hoodwinked, the animated kids movie, came in at number 10 this weekend. Ex-Beatle Paul McCartney's getting married again.
All right, good, he learned.
Who can blame him with all the success he had with Stumpy McSteals-a-Lot, whatever her name was.
Heather Mills.
Heather Mills, that's it, yeah. He is 68 for the record. His new girlfriend or new fiance is 51. So at least she's age appropriate.
All right.
Be less embarrassing than if she was 24 or something.
She's like still hot though, I saw her.
Yeah, she is very attractive.
You gotta be a musician, man. If you just have that catalog of songs, you have a hottie for the rest of your life.
That's true.
Come on, comedians pulling all the hot chicks. We all know this, Bill. We know
true. All those divorced waitresses just lining up after shows. No, you know what it is? It really depends on your act. If you do an act that's really pandering, and if you create that slumber party vibe, oh my God, if you create that
you
as a comedian, you will be killing it. If you sing, if you do any of that type of stuff, you're going to be slaying it.
You don't do any of that.
Yeah, no, but if you look like an angry elf up there, it's not happening
not
for
so
you. You still got to work for it.
Yeah. Right. You got a little bit of a chip on your shoulder on stage. The ladies may not respond to immediately, but I'm sure by the end of the show, they're all warmed up.
I find them annoying. Sure. I don't care. I find beautiful women annoying. I feel like they don't have to work for anything, and then they expect me to buy them a drink when I just dance like a monkey for an hour. How about you buy me a drink? See, that's the attitude I bring into it. That's what I bring to the table.
How does that work out for you?
That doesn't work out too well.
Like Bill goes back to the hotel alone.
But I'm all right with it, but I realize it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm like those franchises that just know their fans are going to show up anyways, and they don't care if they make the playoffs or not. That's how I approach hitting on a hot woman.
The Jersey Shore cast having troubles again. They're supposed to be shooting in Italy as we speak, but they've been delayed because Italy has pulled all their permits. They won't allow them to shoot at the locations that
Italy
they've
picked
out.
Country got together and said no.
We're going to do whatever we have to do to keep them out is basically what they said. This is like the third delay because of political issues that they're having with the Jersey Shore cast. So
I love it.
We may not get our Jersey Shore as soon as we'd like.
Maybe they're offended by the stereotypes that they've...
They've already said as much. They said cast Italian-Americans in a very bad light, that show. No.
See, I went out on a limb on that one, guys.
Yeah, it was a tough call.
I got right down to the root of that problem.
Do we have an answer to my trivia question?
We do.
Should we go to Mia on line two? Mia?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Who played Davy Jones?
Bill Nighy.
Bill Nighy, one of my favorite character actors. Absolutely. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to see the very special advanced screening of Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Woohoo! Thanks.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
I said on Stranger Tides when we were talking about the trivia question.
You did.
But that's not the case. It was Dead Man's Chest.
Ah.
Of course, was the name of that movie.
Of course it was.
By the way, I think that's phenomenal.
What is it?
That Italy's doing that.
That they're saying no
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I think that really...
Trying to close out the Jersey Shore.
I think out of all the criticism that show gets, that holds the most weight. When the country of origin that you guys are either from or pretending to be from.
The entire nation rises up against them.
Yeah. Like when Hideki Matsui played for the Yankees, Japan was behind him. This is the exact opposite of that.
Because he was doing something good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not.
Did that point even make sense? I don't think it did.
But it certainly did. But
at least it was far removed from the original conversation.
Yeah, I judged by the unbelievable silence after that. See, I pick up on that. Oh, I should have left 10 minutes ago.
That's why you don't get laid.
Today's celebrity birthdays, producer, writer, director James L. Brooks is 74 years old today. Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode. Did I say Depeche Mode?
You did.
I did. Yeah. Depeche Mode is 49 years old today. Ghostface Killah of Wu-Tang Clan. Of all the killers, I think Ghostface is my favorite killer.
He probably is, yeah.
He's 41. Rosario Dawson is 32 years old and reality TV show.
What?
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
How's she only 32? Was she make it when she was 11?
She did. She started out as like a teen actress, yeah. She was in Josie and the Pussycats. I remember that's the first time I discovered her.
Mm.
It was
her.
She was
in Kids, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I got a better feeling from Josie and the Pussycats. That's a better memory for me.
Way to bring it right back to Kids. The most depressing movie ever.
Was it?
Well, yeah.
It made me want to move to New York.
Did you laugh?
I was like, wow, look at Washington Square Park.
Land of opportunity.
You can skateboard around. What I said, yo. I liked it. It's me, Casper.
Rosario Dawson's 32 and Audrina Patridge. Of reality TV fame. She's 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have Kristen Wiig on the program talking about Bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
We have comedian Brad Williams. You know Brad Williams?
I do not.
He's a little person comedian. He's a midget. He's not afraid to say it.
He might have played hockey last week. No, we had one. He played unbelievable defense.
Well, he's low to the ground. He could take you out every time.
Yeah, but
just
you figure
your pocket of the blue line.
With the strides I could get around him, wasn't happening. Me, my Nordiques jersey.
I'm guessing you couldn't get around very many people at all, if I could be honest.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
you're really rocking a Nordiques jersey?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
That's just because, but if they still existed, I wouldn't wear them because I hated them back in the day, but I like the old Adams division, but I would never wear a Whalers one. I don't like the colors, and I didn't like that stupid song that they played, and that's the real reason why they went to Carolina.
I love hockey, and I don't know what he's talking about.
Talking about some of the old school teams.
You don't remember Hartford Whalers? Ba 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 ba. They played a stupid song every time they scored a goal, like you were at a rodeo in the 1930s, and Roy Rogers was there. It just everything that was tough about hockey would leave in that moment. And they moved to a southern state, and they won a cup.
And we have Wheel of Bad Animal Voices tomorrow as well,
nope.
Which Ralph is very excited
no,
about.
No, we do not.
So that's all coming up tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and